This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You to call us, make that call, 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Please stay tuned for more great programming, and in the meantime, make that call, 713-526-5738. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for supporting KPFT Houston, 713-526-KPFT.
You're listening to Listener Sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1, 89.5 Galveston, and as always, www.kpft.org. Up next is After Hours.
All right.
Always tell me what I should do with my life. Always trying to tell me what's wrong, they never tell me what's right. All this depression's bringing on the depression, and that's not how I want to be. But in the back of my mind, I know I'll be fine. Don't need nobody to influence me. Yeah. I've tried to feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching for someone to help me through this, but now's the time the truth is coming out. Deep inside I am who I am, I know I gotta be made. I have taken all I can take, let me breathe. Tired of running and all of this hiding, it's time that I just break free. Well, maybe you'll understand exactly who I am, whether or not you accept me. I've tried to hide this feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching someone to help me through this, but now's the time the truth is coming out. If my life, tell me what's right, gotta be me. I don't have to hide it anymore, anymore.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell you the truth. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the May 23rd edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And I'm Wes Laverne, your friendly neighborhood intern.
Live in spring.
Well, so I'm not exactly the neighborhood. I'm close enough, though.
Mr. Rogers wouldn't even go into the neighborhood.
So how's everybody's week?
Oh, it was a week.
It was?
It just kind of seemed to slide by for me. I don't know.
I wish I could say that. I had a hell of a day yesterday myself.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, my co-partner at work took a day of vacation, so...
No. So you had to work.
I was all over that dealership. People were like, who the hell... Was that Wes? Because I was like a blur.
Ooh. Wow. And Mr. Chris, how was your week?
Let's see. Poked and prodded before Midtown Spa, not at Midtown Spa.
Oh, sorry.
And then raked over the coals at work.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Who poked and prodded you before Midtown?
I went to a clinic, decided I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, so I would see what was wrong with me.
Oh, I thought all that poking and prodding made you go to a clinic.
No, it ain't happened.
Yeah, well.
Doesn't matter how much I advertise.
So what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, it's going to take 3 weeks to figure that out.
At least.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where you don't have a medical insurance and you want to find out what all's wrong with you. You don't have a lot of options where to go and figure it out.
No, you don't.
And so
do you have a gold card?
No.
Ooh, that's worse.
Yeah, so I schlepped it down here to Legacy and had a well-man exam.
Okay.
It sounds so better when it's for women because it's a well-woman exam.
Yeah.
Well-man. You know.
Well-man.
Yeah, well-male or however they want to say it.
Well.
Yeah, it's been a while since I spent $115 to be poked and prodded, but
wow,
got about the same results.
Was it good for you?
Evidently, the poking wasn't so good.
Mm.
The prodding was okay, but the poking could have
been better.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you walk into the lab part and he says, "Okay, we're going to take a little blood," and you look down and you see there's like 7 test tubes.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Wow. Are you leaving any for me?
Usually, when I go to the doctor, they only pull 4.
They take 9 from me. I ask for a cookie.
He offered me juice while I was doing it.
They don't even offer me that when they pull my blood.
You're kidding.
No. Because I go to my doctor, which is up on 1960, and I have them do the whole battery. And
yeah.
Like, they only pull like 4 vials.
Really?
But they don't even offer juice or a cookie. They say, this is your blood. See you later.
Well, when you have HIV, they do that at least once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think with all the other standard tests, and I did an upgrade on mine, and
for $15 more, they upgraded what? They supersized you.
Somebody supersized me a long time ago.
Wait, been there, done that. Okay.
Oh wow.
So no, what?
He didn't realize he made a fat joke until afterwards.
And it was Jimmy that made the joke.
They did testosterone testing as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through the change. I'm trying to become an M to M.
An M to M.
Yeah, little M to big M.
Oh, got it. They have a blue pill for that.
Oh. We have to discuss that later.
Or for half the price, you can go to Mexico and get a yellow one.
Actually,
a yellow one?
Yeah.
They're colorblind.
It's the Mexican version of Viagra.
Actually, Jimmy, okay. We have news about that.
What?
The physicist
mm-hmm.
who discovered the process that actually led to the pill Viagra
mm-hmm.
Passed away this past Tuesday.
Here we go.
Really?
Here we go. Okay.
I pulled up on the computer. It should still be minimized on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And?
Not that one.
Why did he pass away?
He was 92.
There it is.
Yes.
So
I see it here.
Let's see.
I'm not joking.
He had one of those 4-hour erections and it just got to him.
Read it off, Wes. I'm being completely serious.
Right, I'm not going to even try this last name.
Okay.
Because it's too much for me. Robert shared a Nobel Prize in 1998 for work showing that the gas nitric oxide played an important role in the cardiovascular system. The discovery that the gas... The discovery that the gas could help enlarge blood vessels was a factor in the development of Viagra by U.S. pharmaceutical mm-hmm. company Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Robert's family announced that he had died in Seattle on Tuesday. He was 92.
Yeah.
The funeral will involve a open casket.
Because they can't close. Because they can't close it.
You're terrible.
Thank you. I added that last.
Bump.
The funny thing is, I heard that coming in today. That news was broadcast earlier today on KPFT.
Really?
When they were playing the BBC.
Really?
Yes. The BBC felt that it was newsworthy enough to be in the first couple of minutes of their news hour. And then it went, I don't know who was on at the time, and he said, you know, that's really sad news that the guy who helped invent Viagra passed away.
Aww.
So give him a 21-something salute. Hey, you know what else you could be doing right now?
I'm afraid
to ask.
You've
got something up? Call 713-526-5738.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
713-JAM-KPFT.
And we have fabulous, fabulous prizes for you. Yes.
All our guys are out there waiting to take your calls.
Thank you gifts we have.
For just about any pledge on plastic or cash, which means you have to come to the station.
Instatize.
We've got T-shirts. In addition to the regular stuff that you get, we've got special T-shirts provided to us from C. Douglas Brookover of wearyourheartonyoursleeve.org. He came stopped by this afternoon, and he brought two different styles of T-shirts. One that reads, Homoland Security, which I kind of like.
I do, too. That's a great shirt.
And the other one that says, I love straight people. They make more of us. So, we only have these in, like, small... I don't know that we have too many larges, but we have mediums.
Okay, so if you're just leaving South Beach,
yeah,
we've got a shirt for you.
Do we ever?
If you're just leaving the Ripcord, you're screwed.
Oh no, they wear it. They like them nice and tight over there. This is for just about any kind of pledge we get tonight, because. This is in addition to the regular stuff. 713-526-5738. 713-526.
We'll even give it to you if you sponsor on the Queer is a $3 Bill pledge.
There you go.
$3 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Judy just got it.
That's right.
She had a traumatic experience earlier today, so she's a little slow.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. She's a little slower.
Okay, I have a cookie. I'm not afraid to stick it on
you.
Oh! I saw enough of that over at Tony's.
You know what? So did I.
Tony's was fabulous tonight. It was Whip's anniversary. And
fetish
they had
follies.
The fetish follies. And they had scantily clad women. Or
and Nancy Ford, who, thank God I love her, left her clothes on.
Yeah. tied up and hanging from chains, and oh my goodness, it was unbelievable.
And not what I want to hear, tied up and hanging by chains.
I know.
Yeah, the opening act involved Nancy bringing up a poor, unsuspecting woman, putting her in a chair, surrounding the floor with garbage bags. I thought it was a menopause joke coming up.
I didn't. I was afraid.
And gave her a umbrella to hold, and then she peeled a cucumber over the umbrella while walking around it. Am I correct in that?
I'm sure that goes over
it. Exactly what she did.
That probably goes over. Yeah, that probably goes over at Diverse Works, but I didn't get it.
I don't get it either.
Strictly performance art.
Obviously.
Yeah.
There was something about women and vegetables, but never mind.
Yeah, I didn't. It was a. Nine Inch Nails song that she was doing.
I thought it was kind of neat. I was sitting around four guys, and they were all stuttering and mumbling. They couldn't handle the pressure. That was great. You know.
And then the second act was a woman with pasties with candle wax.
Now, that was interesting.
Yeah, Mark got his education tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I didn't go.
Mark will never be the same.
I just stood in the back guarding the punch bowl.
But he did pass up the opportunity to go.
So you did your job then. Chris, you did your job back there?
I taste tested as much of that as I could.
It was kind of embarrassing when we started licking it off the table.
I think Chris is going to plead the fifth on that one.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, since it was that type of event, I could have been licking it off the carpet, but I wouldn't go there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Woo! Moving right along.
He went there, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He walked all over,
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
I just have to do one of those Queers of $3 Bill things.
And don't forget...
We haven't had one yet this year.
I need to do
this
one.
Pledge drive.
Yeah.
Or you can go online to kpft.org.
Yes.
We had somebody do that.
Yes, we did.
Last week.
And that was fabulous.
Yes. Nice little surprise.
Absolutely fabulous.
So you can go in there. Go ahead and put your pledge of support in at the website.
I'll give you the
You can either do it by credit card or go through PayPal and do it.
I know. But if you do that, then I won't know, see, and I won't be able to send you a T-shirt.
Yep.
I'll take one when I go.
Okay. Because we need to know tonight.
We want to know so that we can send you these fabulous shirts. They're
mm-hmm.
great. In fact,
you're wearing one right now.
I'm wearing one right now.
Because you pledged.
I did. I put in my money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stripped for Jimmy to put the shirt on.
Yeah.
Jimmy got a nice show.
I was so grateful.
I bet you were.
Yeah. Especially after what I've been looking at all night.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Careful.
As long as you don't tie them up with candle wax.
And then there was that special...
Don't threaten me with a good time.
That special picture that some lady took.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I guess I'm glad I left early, huh?
No,
you were still in the back.
I'm probably glad I wasn't there.
Well, there was this very nice-looking young woman wearing a skirt.
I think Mark Wonder clothes.
That,
Okay.
It looked like a female version of a loincloth.
Leather.
Really?
Leather with hooks.
Done in black leather with hooks.
Yeah.
And obviously, because it was hooked, you know, the loin part was hooked to the rest of the skirt.
So the loin would come off.
It was obvious that she was not wearing anything underneath it. So at one point when she...
was bending over.
Someone took a picture.
From below.
And Nancy looks at it and says, oh, look at that cleavage. Oh.
That's not cleavage.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I left when the woman was in the... was basically, yeah, she was wrapped for packing, you know. Yeah.
And they were swinging her.
Yeah,
back
putting
and
into
forth.
The moving the moving van blanket, and then wrapped her up and was swinging her from the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Pass.
Okay. So
what do we got going on?
That was our evening, but half of the proceeds from the show and the after party are going to GCAM.
Excellent.
Yes, Gulf Coast Archive and Museum. So all the board members were there.
And the founder.
And one of the founders. And the other half's going to Pet Patrol.
All right.
Which I thought was infinitely sweet of Eva and Elizabeth.
Definitely.
That was very nice. So, other things going on in the community.
What's in the lineup?
Well, since Monday will be the fourth Monday of the month, that means it is time for Queer Music Heritage by J.D. Doyle. And that is happening the second half of Queer Voices, heard every Monday from 9 until 11.
There we go.
So, if you can't make it at 9, then be sure to tune in at 10 to listen to Queer Music Heritage. And as he writes, did you ever wonder what a producer or engineer on an album really does and what the difference is? Well, you can find out on the May Queer Music Heritage Show. My feature interview is with Karen Kane. She's both a producer and an engineer and has had over 200 album credits and countless live shows in her career. She's been at it for more than 33 years, and her work includes many, many recordings by gay and lesbian artists. And some of the music that he's featuring comes from Janice Ian, the Fabulous Dyke Tones, Alex Dobkin, Kay Gardner, Maxine Feldman, Lilith, and Charlie Murphy. And music from like I Am Who I Am, 16 Candles, She's That Kind of Woman, Gay Spirit, you know, just fabulous music. Plus 68 more minutes on his website of other music that Karen Kane has done over the years. And in the on the HIV front, this comes from Nelson Virgil, and he is happy to announce that we have reached 3,000 memberships today in the Yahoo group Paz Health. We have generated over 29,000 emails since its start in August 2002. So Paz Health is almost 7 years old. We have no promotional budget, so this list is only growing by word of mouth and an occasional mention in magazine articles and the radio, I might add. Thanks to all who ask and answer questions on this list. If you're interested in becoming or learning more about health for HIV people, Yahoo group Paz Health, P-O-Z-H-E-A-L-T-H. And if you are interested in that area, you might want to check out www.pazhouston.org. It's a social network for gay HIV sex-positive men, gay or bisexual, in the Houston area. Activities are geared for HIV-positive men. Anyone is welcome to join. POS Houston is free. Membership requires a Yahoo account. Actually, that's changed now. They're switching over from a Yahoo account to their website. So it's all going to happen at poshouston.org, which, of course, is different from POS Health, which is a Yahoo group. Then, tonight, later on tonight, it's the Mr., Ms., and Ms. Gay Pride Houston contest happening over at the BRB around 7-ish. This is a contest that was started by Stella Link Seville of Arises and is continuing in her tradition. And they will reign for a year, and part of their job is to raise money for the Houston area charities, at least a couple of shows a year.
Okay.
And you get to ride on a float come Pride Parade.
There's a joke there somewhere. I don't know what it is.
No.
I know you're being serious, but I know there's a joke in there somewhere.
There probably is.
Chris will probably figure it out later.
Okay.
Well, I can probably come up with that joke since he gave me the same exact story here to read.
Oops. I thought I had lost that. That's why. Sorry. So Chris is next.
Go ahead, Chris.
Why? It's the same thing.
Well, you have other things, don't you?
Yeah, this one's got bodacious tatas on it. With a sash.
With a sash.
Oh,
the face in your face!
Yeah, you're supposed to figure out which pair are on a female and which pair are Regina Danes.
Ew.
It's hard to tell.
Really?
Been there, done that.
Hard to tell, isn't it?
Fortunately,
one is labeled Miss and one is labeled
Miss. Yeah, I was
going
to go by that. So.
Yes.
So neither of them are Sarah's?
It's about, yeah, the one that's Miss is Sarah's. The MS is Regina's.
Well, you should have let me look at it before you said all that.
It doesn't matter. You can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
They're both just huge.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Actually, going on.
Actually, they refer to it as Sarah and the Solanders.
Yeah.
Going on, Chris.
It's better than Regina. They refer to her as a dog. She's the Great Dane.
Yes. Well, she's of Danish. She is of Danish descent.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Yes, I knew that. Oh. I just love Regina.
Prune or cheese?
Prune.
Okay. Jimmy didn't get it.
No. I'll explain it to him next time I'm on the couch.
I like cheese.
Yeah, no, I was actually surprised I saw
Regina?
You on the couch tonight.
Yes, I was on the couch tonight for old time's sake.
Yeah. I thought we were going to reactivate the email address for you.
So not. But my cat's in mourning.
Yeah, Randy came out, saw you, thought it was me. And was very confused.
Wait a minute.
Well, because he saw someone with pants on inside the apartment.
I did wear the pants there.
Going on.
Well, then why did he think it was me?
He was confused. Go, girl.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris is crashing. Hurry.
Somebody kick him.
Can I?
Montrose, Texas, a transformation of a neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Airing on Houston PBS on June 3rd, on 2009 at 9 p.m. Montrose, Texas chronicles the history of our beloved neighborhood and the changes it has undergone over the years. Narrated by Houston PBS's Ernie Manous, this half-hour program features community leaders Suzanne Anderson, Marianne Coleman, John Danielson, Jimmy Carper, I guess I have to say it, Ray Hill, Brandon Wolf, Sue Lovell, and Anise Parker, among others. Rare footage from the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History is bound to bring back fond memories.
What, does PBS only have two employees?
What? You have to speak in the mic if you
only
want people to hear you.
Only two pretty enough to put on the air.
I'm pretty sure they can hear.
No, they can't. I listen to it, and you can't hear people unless they're right on mic.
PBS, do they only have two employees left?
What do you mean?
everything is either hosted by Patricia Gross or Ernie Manoos.
Oh. It, well,
like what?
Let me tell you a little secret. The
not
reason
that
it was
love both of them.
No. The reason it was narrated by Ernie Manoos is because Chris Harrison had laryngitis.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They asked Chris to do it, huh?
He did. He read, but he couldn't. And they needed somebody right away because they wanted to get this on, you know, by Pride.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well.
That's the only reason.
We'll let him do the second part.
Yes, you bet.
The Boy of Montrose 2008-2009 B.A. Gill presents Montrose Sesame Street at the Crossroads on Friday, June 5th at 9 p.m. It's open to all performers, benefiting PWA's working account. They take fantastic plastic on their events. June 5th at 9 p.m. BRB. Montrose Softball League Jocks and Dresses on June 6th, 2009.
I'll be in it.
As a dress or a jock?
Thank you.
Chris, you look confused.
I'll let Chris finish.
No, I'm trying to figure this out. It's June 6th, 2009-05-19.
What?
They're going to start it at an odd time?
I don't know. Well, this is, you know, then the next line says 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so I don't know what that 05-19 is.
I don't either.
Come see the Montrose Softball League Jocks put on dresses for charity. Proceeds benefit AFH Camp Hope, Bering and Legacy Community Health. Tickets are $12 pre-sale, $15 at the door. You can contact Emperor Mark, Emperor_Mark at prodigy.net for more information. And that's Apollo Emperor 4, Mark Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Cult 45's 33rd anniversary.
No, wait. I wanted to mention something in that.
Oh.
The Montrose Softball League has been putting this on for years now, and the whole show is their members getting in drag. That's why they call it Jocks and Dresses. And for the first time in the history, they are having someone outside of the Montrose Softball League be in this show. They have asked the Debris Sisters to be in it.
Woo.
And I am a Debris sister. I am Trashy Pinky Debris, or TP for short.
Go ahead, Chris. You know you want to say it.
No. I've always only Trashy and Pinky. What else to say?
I like my name better.
Yeah.
You had that look on your face like you were searching for it.
She's a Debris. You're a Debris sister too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm PETA.
PETA.
PETA, pain in the ass. I like my name better. So apropos.
Yeah. You have to do really bad drag to be a Debris sister.
And I'm one of the worst.
Oh.
Sound girl.
Have they seen pictures of me?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
He looks like Madam, the puppet.
I do.
He looks like Madam.
I do. Right. I do.
Lips and all.
And that's not just because he likes having a guy with a hand
I
of his
have
ass.
Pictures.
And you will see me on the stage.
Like.
Thank you. Looking like Madam in a negligee.
Oh, you're gonna wear the white one with pink roses.
You know what's bad is I know who Madam is.
Gee, I never thought your face was that wooden.
Oh, you should see it.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yes, I know who Madam is, so that's why I laugh.
I'll bring pictures next time.
Okay,
but he is Blanche. He is Blanche, but, you know, that's a different Debris sister.
Yeah. Blanche Debris is the head mother.
Mama,
yeah.
Going on before this goes too far.
Is too late.
Too late. Anyway, it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And when is that again?
June 6th.
Ah, yes.
Cult 45's.
Cult 44, huh?
Apparently I had a Cult 44 before I started here. Cult 45's 33rd anniversary Boots and Blings will be on Sunday. June 7th, along with 300 other events, at 7 p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom. Presenting our Cult Membership Awards Anniversary Show Special Community Recognition Awards. For more information, go to cult45s.org. The joke about that, because at the HCC meeting we had on Wednesday, mm-hmm. about five different organizations said they had something for June 7th.
I know. It's incredible.
And if I would have been thinking, I should have announced that I was hosting an event called What the Hell Are You Doing Here? On June 7th.
Goodness.
Unfortunately, that one came to me too late.
I know.
Lesbian Health Initiative announces its Rainbow Health Fair on Saturday, June 6th. At Legacy Community Health Services, 8:15 to 2:15 a.m. to p.m.
We were talking about that photo, that special photo that Nancy at first thought was cleavage.
She'll put it on the poster.
Yeah.
For some reason, it reminded her to announce the Lesbian Health Initiative.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still going to leave that alone.
And if you want to find out more about that and get your pap smear checked, 713-426-3356 and schedule it.
Huh? Isn't that what you had this week?
Sort of.
Completely.
Close
enough. There was someone else who I ran into the clinic there who said that they made a mistake, and he was... For some reason, his paperwork was put down that he was female, and so he was going in for a rectal exam. So I said, well, so you transitioned coming in here, and they scheduled you for the pap smear, apparently. But it's Lesbian Health Initiative. Free mammograms, total cholesterol checks, blood pressure and blood glucose checks, breast exams, blood typing, AIC for diabetics, health and wellness education, durable medical power of attorney, advanced directive living wills, and pap smear. They call it pap tests. I guess smear just sounds like something.
It sounds kind of...
Like you get it's something like you get over at Edison's Einstein bagels. Hi, I like the cinnamon raisin with a pap smear.
Oh. After what I've been looking at all night, I needed to see that.
Let me see.
Show Chris. He needs to see it, too.
Don't show Chris anything nasty while I'm sitting next to him.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chris needs to see this.
So, like I said, to schedule a mammogram or a pap test,
it's too old for Chris.
423-426-3356 or email info@lhihouston.org.
He's looking at a picture of a very hunky male, which Chris really needs to see after his eyes have been...
I'm diabetic. I shouldn't have that kind of chocolate. Flashback to the 80s, the Hatch Prom on Friday, June 12th. The 70th annual Hatch Prom Flashback to the 80s will be held 7 p.m. to midnight on Friday, June 12th in the community room of the LGBT Cultural Center on the first floor of MCC. The prom is free to all GLBT and questioning youth and their allies ages 13 to 20. If you're 21 and older, it's $25 each donation. For your more information, go to hatchyouth.org. Last two weekends of performances of Stage Door Inc.'s You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh.
This weekend and next weekend, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. For more information, go to stagedoorinc.com. Bring in canned goods, non-perishable food items to the box office, and you can get a $3 off your admission. It's benefiting the Bridge in Pasadena. I'm actually going to be going there next Sunday with my niece, dragging her down to Pasadena. But one last item on mine. Let's see if I can do this from memory. The Houston Council and Club of...
Take two.
You can't do it by memory, so read it.
I don't have it in front of me, so I have to do it by memory. The Houston Council of Clubs announces the Louis 37.
He's counting on his fingers.
Yeah, the Louis 37.
Yes.
Pin and poster contest.
Yes, they did.
We are taking submissions, hopefully electronically. We will take pen and ink, however you want to do that. If you go to louisweekend.com, all the specifications are on the website for what you need to do that. Mardi Gras colors must say Louis or Let Us Entertain You, 2010 or 37. On those and Houston, Texas, Mardi Gras, like I said, Mardi Gras theme, Mardi Gras colors, all the general specs, and how to send in your submissions. You have got 2 months. It's going to be be the July...
July 15th.
15th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The scary part is I'm the one who's in charge of this, and I don't remember the
date. So, is, yeah, and you have to specify, well, you have two different things, for a poster and for a pin, a very small pin.
Yeah, the you can submit for both, submit for one, submit as many as you want. The winning designs will be voted on by the member clubs of the Houston Council of Clubs. And, like I said, you can contact us through there.
Do you get anything if you win?
Recognition.
Okay. Your picture taken next to a blown-up copy of it.
Ooh. And you get Wes? Oh.
Sorry. So,
he yelled out his arm, so I thought maybe he was the prize.
LouisWeekend.com.
Well, I could be.
And the pin and poster contest, all the specs are there. And it's open to all the to everyone. And
Everyone, male, female, doesn't matter.
Gay, straight, leather, non-leather.
If you're an artist and you... This is something... It'd be nice for your portfolio.
Okay. All submissions become property of HCC. Yes. And I'll have the printed out specs for it.
And the way they're going to do it, they're going to have this big party, and they're going to have all of the submissions on display.
So everyone gets to see what it is.
Cool.
And show you. And then we unveil
the winner.
The winners.
So that's very nice. So you get to see all of what was submitted.
Nice.
You know, the scary thing is, like I said, you know, I'm the one in charge of this, and he seems to remember more from... And I wasn't drinking at that meeting either.
Are you done in there?
Gee, how many times have I mentioned alcohol?
Yeah, go ahead. He's digressing here.
Yeah,
yeah, he is. All right, everybody, break out your calendars. Pride 2009 calendar of events here.
Oh, so before you do that, would you turn that over and read those four names? Because those are the Grand Marshals this year.
Ah, I was wondering what that was.
Yes.
Grand Marshals, James Knapp.
Male Grand Marshal.
Fiona Dawson.
Female Grand Marshal.
Mike.
Female.
Yeah, Mike and Linda Bretson.
Are the honorary Grand Marshals. And yes, that's Stephen Bratson's parents.
Yay!
Got it. Yeah.
There we go. And Legacy.
Is the community. Yes. I was so thrilled that they got
cool.
that. Stephen Bratson has been on the air here. He was with Atch and was... On the Hatch segment, and he now lives in Dallas, but he keeps coming back.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't he on one of the reunions?
Huh?
He was on a reunion show.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes, yes.
Very cute.
Very cute, and very available. And he's very much marriage material.
There we go.
Very much.
Well, to move on, so everybody's now should have their calendars out. Mark all this down, everybody.
Ta-da!
On Thursdays at 10 p.m., May 28th, June 4th, June 11th, June 28th, and June 25th, presented by the Guava Lamp, will be Houston Pride Idol. On Wednesdays, June 3rd, June 10th, June 17th, and June 24th, Dine with Pride. On June 19th at 10 p.m., Queer Fashion, presented by Mail You Wear. On Saturday, June the 20th at 7 p.m., GLBT Wine Tasting presented by Friends of Pride. On June 26th at 9:30, Strip for a Cure. I like that one. That's a good one.
I wish that's all.
And that's going to be over at South Beach. And then...
The only bar where people...
Oh, my God, if that's all it took.
I know, right? And then... The big day, June 27th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., will be the GLBT Pride Festival.
Yeah.
Followed by the GLBT Pride Parade from 8 to 11 p.m.
It's starting an hour earlier.
It's starting when?
8.
That's so they'll finish by 12:30.
8 o'clock.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Well, save all that in your electronic calendars, everybody. It's going to be a fun-filled Pride month.
It will be. It'll just barely be dark.
I know, right?
What's the point of having a nighttime parade?
Yeah, it's got to be at night.
You know.
Already.
It's okay, you know.
Yes.
That means it'll still start somewhere around 8:45, right?
No. They start right on time. They
kick off at 8.
Since when?
Always. I've been in this parade 20 years. When you're at the beginning of the parade, it starts on time. And I've been at the beginning of the parade.
I've been at various ends of the parade the last several years.
I'm not going to go there.
This would be my group's eighth year.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay. On Saturday, June 13th, the GLBT Community Garage Sale, sponsored by the Montrose Counseling Center, hosted by Stephen Bunch, Jimmy Carper, Judy Reeves,
what?
Eric Stutz.
What am I doing?
A garage sale, honey. Go back to sleep.
Will you quit playing with people behind you and listen?
I was only shaking the man's hand. I wasn't doing anything else.
You're hosting the garage sale. You're hosting the garage sale, silly.
Oh, that, yes. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so like I said, the garage sale is hosted by Stephen Bunch, Jimmy Carper, Judy Reeves, Eric Stutz, and John
Chef Check.
Thank you.
And it's sponsored by the Montrose Counseling Center.
I already said that.
Okay.
Can't say it enough.
Evidently.
I feel that we have good reputation in the community and that using our names and not our club organization affiliations will prevent any one organization from trying to claim credit for this event. Since most of us belong to more than one organization, we will not be cornered with members asking why that club does not have top billing. Some rules that that are able to be used. The community garage sale is open to all GLBT organizations. No fees to set up tables. You must provide your own table since this will be in the parking lot and it can even be a tailgate sale. What is not sold, you must take with you. Somebody did not spell check this.
That's John. That's John.
You didn't have to spell check it. You're reading it. Nobody that's listening to the show can see that.
I know, but if I hadn't read it before this, I would have screwed that up.
No.
All club and organizations involved are encouraged to have info about their organization to hand out at their garage sale tables. This means that we will have an opportunity to make some money as well as have an opportunity for the community to learn about your organization.
There you go.
And?
Your organization decides where you want your money to go.
And
what?
MCC is going to have a table there, too. They'll have information, but they'll also be conducting tours for anybody who's interested.
Ooh.
And GCAM will be conducting tours if anybody wants to go see the exhibit.
That wasn't on my list.
No.
I know.
That's why she added it.
And I added it later.
Yeah. So this will be fun. We're hoping it's going to be really, really huge, which is always fun for a garage sale.
The last one was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
Boy,
and we made some money.
Yeah.
We did.
Christmas in July.
And it was a little one, yeah. Actually.
Tiny.
So.
Two pool tables full.
So this ought to be really a lot of fun.
There you go. Event number two for Saturday, June 13th. Mm-hmm. The Gay Men's Chorus of Houston presents La Parella at 7:30 p.m. at Jones Hall in the Theater District. This is a world premiere event. Celebrate the hot conclusion of the GMCH 30th anniversary season with a one-of-a-kind concert. Mm. The men begin the summer with a sizzle of music from Spain, Cuba, Mexico, and Brazil. Turn up the heat with songs from great contemporary artists like Ricky Martin, Selena, Julio, and Enrique Iglesias,
mm-hmm.
and more. Come along and join the fiesta.
Wow, that sounds hot.
Olé.
Event number three for Saturday, June 13th, over at Tony's Corner Pockets at 8 p.m., let's see, where's it at? Doesn't say what the event is. But it says, I would like to invite all of you to come to Tony's Corner Pocket to celebrate and making affordable health care to everyone, including the low-income members of our community.
This is a fundraiser for Mr. Mint Julep.
Ah, okay. That's at 8 p.m. All performers are invited to showcase their talents. Keep it clean, please. All proceeds go to Legacy Community Health Services. And this is by Alex Stroud, candidate for Mr. Mint Julep 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean. We just saw what they allow at Tony's.
Whoa.
Event number four for Saturday, June 13th at 10 p.m. Falcons presenting For the Gals 3 at Club Adam and Eden. That's at 522 East NASA Road 1 in Webster.
Wow.
That's way down.
Paul, you can take pictures over at that one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
It starts at late. It starts late, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts at 10 p.m.
Takes that long to get there.
And we'll end at 2 a.m. For more information, you can phone 832-428-4009.
What? I'm trying to figure out what Falcon could ever do that could be entertaining for 4 hours.
What I meant to say was it takes that long to get there after you attend the other three events on that day.
Gotcha.
Well, you got to remember, it's like we got one starting at 7:30, and then you got one at 8, and now this one at 10.
Woo.
And that's after all day at the garage sale.
I know.
And they've got a metal floor.
You're going to be one tired mother.
Yep. That's all for June 13th. Then on June 18th, the Coming Out Support Group begins. You're not alone. Coming Out Support Group begins Thursday, June 18th. It's an ongoing process for anyone who identifies as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered. Have you ever introduced your partner as your friend? Have you found yourself avoiding pronouns when you talk about your love interest? Every day you're presented with these choices about how open you will be with friends, family members, and coworkers. The meeting will take place in the GLBT Cultural Center on the first floor of the MCC at 401 Bernard from 6 to 7:30.
Brainerd.
Bernard.
Oh, whatever. Brainerd.
Bernard.
Tomato, tomato.
Bernard. Bernard.
All right, I'm going to cut y'all's mics off.
I'm the Montrose boy here. It's Bernard.
Now, this will be an 8-week period that will last from June 18th to August 6th.
And that's sponsored by the Montrose Counseling Center.
Yeah, but your straight aunt didn't live on that street.
All that's right, why she pronounced it funny.
That's why she thought she was straight.
Okay, I got
Montrose
one more to get through
boy,
here.
You haven't
Promise?
Been a boy since Eisenhower was in office.
Hey.
PWO Holiday Charities presents Stonewall 40.
Hey.
Celebrating 40 years of GLBT Pride.
Wow.
Friday, June 26, 2009, showtime at 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Park at 817 West Dallas Street. It's open to all performers.
Ah.
And that's benefiting PWA Holiday Charities and the Legacy Community Health Services.
Cool.
That's all I got, folks.
Wow, that's enough. We just kind of drew that out tonight, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Shall we jump into a quickie?
We should probably talk about that. Why those phones aren't ringing.
That too.
We really need those phones to ring, and that's to support this show and keep it going. Because KPFT is one of those rare organizations that brings you alternative radio without commercials. So that means that because we don't sell pimple cream, we don't have those folks telling us what kind of programming they will and will not pay for. And so instead of getting run-of-the-mill radio, you get some quality radio here on KPFT. You get radio you're not going to hear anywhere. Well, sometimes you do. No, you do.
You got dirty looks from two directions.
You do get quality radio here. It's radio you're not going to hear anywhere else.
That's true.
That's absolutely true.
And on our show, you get to hear queer artists.
Yes, actual real queer artists
come out before they get rich.
Yeah, that's right.
You won't hear Madonna here.
You won't hear. You
won't hear Cher here.
You'll seldom hear Melissa or Elton.
You'll hear things like Pansy Division.
Yep.
And Josh Duffy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody else that we play.
That's right.
But we can't bring these guys to you without your support.
That's right. That's what keeps us going. That's what pays the electric bill and the few employees that are here that actually get paid to keep this thing together. Because about 99.995% of the voices you hear on the air every day, 24 hours a day, are volunteers.
And that includes all three of us.
Yep.
And the guys that answer our phones, they're all volunteers.
Everybody here tonight is a volunteer.
So we're not paid to do this. We're here because we want to be here.
And
but we can't be here if you're not supporting the station.
And we've been here for 21 years, and we want to be here for another 21.
So let's get out there. Make those phones ring tonight, guys. We really need that support this week.
The number is
713-526-5738. That's 713-JAM-KPFT.
And it's easy enough to remember, JAM-KPFT.
And if you can't get to the phone, or your cell phone has died, get over to your computer, go to www.kpft.org,
mm-hmm.
and you can put in your support there.
There you go.
And like Jimmy said, we got some nice shirts for everybody.
Yep.
Plastic, or if you want to come over to the station, you can come
and
over
pick
here.
Pick one out your own self.
Yep. Bring us some cash, and you can pick out one of these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They're great shirts. I'm wearing one right now. It's really nice. Great quality shirt.
And what does yours say?
Mine's the Homeland Security.
Ah, and the other one says?
I love straight people. They make more of us.
Mm.
So.
Obviously, the person who made that T-shirt never heard of a turkey baster.
So, come on.
Straight people need to have their fun, too.
I want to hear those phones ring tonight, guys.
We really need to hear those phones ring. It's not been pretty the last couple of weeks, and we'd like to go out with a bang, so to speak.
We really need it tonight. We got our goals that we need to make, but
mm-hmm.
we can't do it without you guys.
That's right.
So let's get those phones ringing. Let's light up the board out there so we know that you're all out there listening to us, that you appreciate us, that you want to hear more of us.
Come on, give those fags out there something to do. They're sitting around talking to each other.
I know, right? Chris is always putting out there, we got the Queers a $3 bill.
Yeah.
$3 a month.
There we go.
$36 a year.
Thank you.
There's also, you got the Give Up a Cocktail. One cocktail a month. That's $5, $60 a year.
Wow.
Bring that. You can
your
go without.
Your liver will thank you.
And you'll get a T-shirt if you put it on plastic.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, come
or a koozie. We've got koozies, too.
Yeah, the koozies say the same thing as has the straight people on there.
Yeah,
warm in winter, yeah.
So, I mean, come on, guys. We need you to come in here. Give us those dollars.
Yeah.
And show your support for After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Oh, my God. It must be 2 o'clock.
Where you can
yes,
put your pledge of support online safely and securely.
And we haven't even done our After Hours quickie yet.
So the rumors are true. He can do this in his sleep.
Yes, he can.
Oh, my.
No, it's a very slowy in here, actually.
But, you know, if I'm in my sleep, I did have to take it in two breaths.
I noticed that. That's okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know.
Come on, people.
You know, I'm going to bring out my inner Taurus here and get all emotional because this show's important to me. This
Merlin.
Show has been this is Merlin talking. This show, I became a part of this show at a very rough part of my life. And this show and these people kept my head together. And I don't ever want to see this show go away. And I know it's rough economically out there these days, and I know that the world, you know, but I'm a man who lives on a fixed income, and I don't get paid to be here. I show up because I give a, you know.
You do.
You give a hoo-hoo.
Yeah, I give a hoo-hoo, you know. It's, this show matters to me, and I know there's still people out there who care and who listen and who need to hear that, you know, there are those of us out here who are open and, you know, out.
And you can live a full life.
You can live
yes.
exactly as you are. And, you know, and for those people who can't necessarily call us and say all those things and be, you know, those who can, call us.
Mm-hmm.
Put some money on the table here.
Pledge in honor of our young listeners who are sitting at home, you know, with the radio under the covers listening to the show.
And you know, you may think that that young people are a lot more savvy today, but still, it's scary, especially for those who live in Rosenberg and Wharton and, you know, all of these small little towns outside of Houston.
And Angleton.
And it's so easy to feel like you're the only one.
Yeah. I hear these stories about the young kids sitting under the covers listening to this radio and blah, blah. But I have to tell you, the first time I ever heard this show,
I was in a dark dining room sitting under a dining room table. 3 weeks later, I was up here at the station and out of a 10-year abusive relationship. And a lot of that was because I listened to the show that night. So it's not just the kids in Rosenberg and so on. It's a lot of us old ladies out there, too, who don't know what to do with themselves because they're getting beat up every night.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to this show as an adult. I mean, I've told the story several times there. I discovered it picking up a... I think it was an Outsmart at an adult bookstore and saw the listing in the back there about After Hours. And I was still living with my parents, going to college, I think, or just got out of college, and was listening to it on what's called a radio pillow. It's something you get at Radio Shack, and it basically looks like a diaphragm on a 25-foot cord that you can...
It does. That was it really does. I've seen them before because I used to work for Radio Shack, so I know.
You plug it into your the ear jack on your stereo, your radio, and you put this in your pillow so that you can lay on the pillow normally and the sound comes, you know, put it under your pillow, sound comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I listened to the show for many years. And... called in and contributed when I could, showed up one day, and once again with the common theme of tonight, drunk off my ass, with a sandwich I got at Kroger, and walked in with another pledge of support, and got pulled in to this insanity.
Yeah, I slapped your ass on the microphone, didn't I? Said, here, tell us about it.
And... that's, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I listened to the show, Jimmy didn't even know this radio existed.
That's right.
I've been around here longer than he is.
Yes.
It's and I know for myself, I found out about this show because I met somebody that had been coming to the show. And I've been here now a year. Not quite as long as everybody else, but I'm here. Because I want to be here. I come all the way down from spring.
Yeah.
To come and help give this programming to everybody. And I enjoy it. I enjoy every one of these people. I consider every one of these people my inner circle of friends. They're closer to me than anybody else I know at this point.
God, you need to get out.
But I cannot come here and hang out with these people and give you this programming. We don't hear stories like this, and we won't get the new listeners that we need. Like I know that there's one young man out there that just found out about our show last night, and I hope he's out there listening tonight, because now he's learning that there's a lot of us out there.
Oh, yeah. Whether you're in your 20s or in your 60s.
Yes.
And we're not... The gays you see on Queer as Folk.
Oh, God, no.
No, we're not. We wish we were having half the sex they were having.
We're the actual rainbow out there.
Yeah.
We're closer to the kind of sex you saw on Will and Grace.
I thought that's what was happening at Jimmy's apartment, Will and Grace.
Damn, girl. I can hurt you, you know.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No, he would not enjoy this.
But you don't know me that well, do you?
But we're a different slice. We're
real people.
Yeah. There was another thing out there in the ethers called radio with a twist. We're just plain twisted radio.
Wow.
And we'll bring it to you every week, twisted.
And we give you a slice of life that you're not going to hear elsewhere. You're not going to see you're not going to hear people talking about the ups and downs. You're not on that other stuff that's no longer on right now and maybe they'll come back. Do you think they were going to talk about domestic abuse? You know, if they were going to talk about HIV, it was probably about, ooh, the white party's going around towns now. Come on. Get ready for the white party. That kind of stuff. That's all they did.
Wow.
They're the ones who played, you know, Kylie Minogue and Cher and Madonna. And, you know, every once in a while you might see a gay artist. And what we try and do is give you a sense that there's more out there than what you see in that expo. We're not what you see on Logo. We all have different things we bring to the table, we bring to the community. And part of what we do is this show, that we come into your bedroom, your living room, your car, your Walkman, your computer, and let you know that you don't have to fit into a box. You don't have to be what everyone says you're supposed to be when you're gay. You don't have to slap that label on and believe it. Because we all have different labels that we have on here that we get put on from the society at large and from our own community. And being a part of this show is taking that label off and saying, I'm going to define who I am. I'm not going to let you define it. And that's what this show is about. This is about letting you be yourself.
Be the real queer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need people to put their... to put your money where our mouths are.
Yeah.
Is because there's plenty of other parts of the community at large that would love to be able to come into this station and let them know what it's about. And we're not talking about the gay community. We're talking about the community at large. There's many communities out there that aren't represented on here, on this station, that would love to have the 3 or 4 hours, depending on what week it is, that we have to come into your lives and let you know what's going on. And we need to have this little slice that we have. You know, we've got a big chunk of our show. You know, it's either 3 hours or 4 hours, depending on however the schedule finally falls into place.
Yeah.
We've got 2 hours on Queer Voices.
Mm-hmm. And of all of the Pacifica stations, we have, Houston has more queer programming than any other Pacifica station.
And how do we do that?
We are so lucky.
How are we able to do that, though? With everybody out there's support.
With your support, that's right. And we've got a pledge from Scott, who has... Scott is an interesting character. he calls in often. But he, at the beginning of each year, he writes a large check and sends it to KPFT and says, here's my donation for the year, and here are the programs I like. And he has a list of 4 or 5 programs that he really likes, Queer Voices and After Hours among them. But he's been listening tonight, because I know he listens almost every week, and we've reached him, and he sent in an additional pledge for After Hours.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Which floors me. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go online, kpft.org. You know, it's not about the premiums. You know, we've got some special ones this time. We've got, you know, the standard KPFT premiums. You know, it wouldn't be a fund drive for anybody in community without having tote bags.
Mm-hmm.
We've got tote bags if you want them.
Oh yeah, they're fabulous.
You know,
good quality ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. You know, if you want to know the easy way of, I mean, they were discussing milk one time during the week of explaining how big these are. These tote bags are large enough that you can take, if you can carry, 4 12-packs of soda in them. Because I've got ones similar to them. And that size is good enough to carry that.
Give me supply for a day.
Yeah. And a carton of smokes, too.
I didn't hear that.
I'm buying cigarettes now by the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Stanley's cutting them off.
Mexican.
No,
are you trying to cut back?
I have cut back tremendously. Tremendously.
That's good to hear.
He must be, because he's actually in the studio still right now.
I know, right?
It's time that we finally got to our after hours quickie, don't you think? We're about an hour late.
The slowest quickie I've ever been to.
Or the longest quickie.
Yeah, well.
I think what it is because Jimmy and I spent all that time with the lesbian event earlier.
Oh, my goodness. We had to get that out of our system.
Well, no, I think what it is, we were so affected by it, you know, we had to go through, you know, 45 minutes of foreplay before we got to the action. And with Judy, it may take a little longer to warm her up, so.
Oh, she's got her own pussy.
How dry.
And I promised my pussy I'd be home by 2 tonight. I lied.
If you would have left your pussy with Jimmy, then you... Then
he won't. Yeah, Jimmy is just... He's sworn off pussy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I tried. I can't.
My pussy days are over.
But you could have brought your...
I can't even get him to come out to the house. Well, he's sworn off pussy. He won't even talk on the phone.
I mean, they've done temperature stuff before it, Tony, so I'm surprised you couldn't have brought your pussy and just been stroking it during the event.
Well, I knew who was going to be there, and I didn't want her stroking off. Oh, I just got the worst news.
Oh, goodness.
Why do I feel like
I could have seen your pussy hanging from the rafters at Tony's. Her, the stage.
And that would be a good thing.
And her pussy, is Dewey.
Yes. Always.
Yeah, that's the name of her pussy.
Not everybody names her.
Oh, my.
Well, it was in memory of times gone past that she named her pussy
guys.
Dewey.
Is that Dewey after the decimal system?
Oh, no.
Dampness.
No, no. Yes.
As I said, a reminder of past
warm
of days gone
dampness.
By.
Was there a Louie and Huey once?
Please, God, get these visuals out of my head.
Is there a piece of music we could go to?
Yeah, I got us a 2-minute quickie.
Oh,
here.
Please.
Another quickie?
Yeah, 2 minutes,
I'll
and then we'll come back.
Okay.
One more time. Get those pledges of support in. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Let's get those phones ringing.
Yes,
and we'll
please.
Be back in about 2 minutes, guys.
There's nothing left to fret. I'll be the one who solves them. And then you can forget. Is all that's inside you. If you are safe and happy, baby, then I have nothing left to do. Oh, if I were a superhero, you'd be my kryptonite. You'd be my only weakness. Precious angel, you mean the world to me. Know that I would do anything for you, baby.
Then they threw me to the car, ran and raved, and the whole way downtown I just
That was in honor of Dewey.
Oh, that was sweet. That was so sweet.
I enjoyed it. And I don't mean Dewey from Prison Show.
No.
That was an enjoyable song.
Okay. Free Pussy by Pussy Tourette.
Yes, I love that one.
For Judy.
And get a koozie while you're at it.
This is mine.
Oh, okay. Yes, that was Pussy Tourette with Free Pussy.
And before that, we had Sarah Golden, the happy song.
Ah, yes, which isn't so happy.
And the Pansy Division doing Pretty Boy.
Ah. See, all queer music.
Queer artists, queer music.
Pansy Division. We figured out that KPFT was probably... Well, certainly the first radio station in Texas and one of the first in the country to ever play Pansy Division, because that cassette that I bought way back when in San Francisco.
You'll have to remind people what that is. There's a lot of people out there that have never heard of a cassette.
A cassette. it's a tiny little roll of
tape.
Don't you
just want to slap him?
Hey, I was around during cassettes, but there are people that were not around for those.
Similar to that thing that they had in the older style answering machines.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Except bigger.
Except
so there's bigger. People that don't know what those are either.
Oh, well.
It's what Jimmy still has in his apartment.
Yes.
No,
I don't.
To it. And he never pays attention to it.
Well, I've been trying.
There's 6 messages on there for me today.
Anyway, yes, and I have listened to every one.
I hope you didn't listen to that last one. You're still speaking to me.
Way back in late 1991, 1990, early 1992, when I was in San Francisco, I found this tape in a record store. Across the market from Castro in San Francisco.
I've been there.
And as it turns out, because I talked with John Ginoli, head of Pansy Division, he put out a CD of a band called Pansy Division before Pansy Division as a band existed.
Really?
He got some musicians, friends of his. He had written the music, they recorded it, he made his own cassette copies and distributed them, and two record stores in San Francisco carried them. I happened to
stop into one of them.
Yeah. And then Lookout Records got a hold of one, liked it, and had him pull all of the ones that he had made. And they released it on cassette. Then they released the CD. I have the original.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize that until I met with JD this week. And because he wanted to borrow it. And it turns out that I had one of the originals. So, you heard Pansy Division here before anybody else did.
And you still hear them here.
And you still hear them here. Sarah Golden, you first heard on this station, probably...
On
the
this
first,
show.
Yeah, on this show, the first radio station to ever play Sarah Golden was After Hours. She's local.
And actually, the first time she played on the radio was live
mm-hmm.
with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
In the studio there.
Right here, in this studio.
And then we've
she
had
played live.
Another and local, Jay Arsenault.
Jay Arsenault, yes. And then Pussy Tourette. I got that music very early in Pussy's career. And Pussy's not local, but is a drag performer who has played Riches before a couple of times, been in town, and has got 2 or 3 CDs out. So, this show plays queer music. Not only queer content, but queer artists, and we're proud to do it. And if you're local, we even love you even more.
And we'll play you to death.
We will. We will. You heard Josh Duffy at the beginning of the show. He's local.
Do you ever play Jade stuff?
Hmm?
Do you ever play Jade stuff?
I do. I need a new copy of Jade's CD, as
Angel?
A matter of fact. Yeah, I do.
I have an oncoming.
Okay. I need a new copy because the one that I have has messed up.
You messed up his CD?
I don't know how it happened, but it won't play in these machines anymore.
Interesting.
Last time I tried to play it.
You played it so many times, it's thin.
Yeah.
That'll work.
No kidding. No kidding.
Okay. No, I think it has something to do with the hole in the CD and staring at the picture.
Jade is from San Antonio and is in Houston a lot. Does fundraisers for GCAN.
You got to help me paint the Hotel Reeves so he can come back.
Who we happen to have in the studio tonight, GCAN.
Oh, are we still here? I'm sorry, I took a nap.
Was it your nap time?
It was my nap
time. Time for
the... I promised my pussy I'd be home by 2.
After Hours Quickie, and it's the After Hours Lady tonight.
Okay, this is the longest quickie I've ever had in my life. And we lost Mark a half an hour ago. Hi, honey.
I'm still mesmerized by those...
don't go there.
Whips.
Just
ladies.
Stop.
Yeah.
Enough of the whips.
Stop.
We've had enough of them.
Oh, boy, they were great.
Yeah, but see, he's on a different side of the coin as all of y'all. He was intrigued. He wanted to get up closer and take pictures. However, he was invited to the after party and declined.
Yeah.
So what's going on with
the chicken sign?
Yeah. So what's going on with GCAN?
Oh, well, a whole lot of stuff is there.
Well, we have Ambassador Mark here this evening.
Ta-da.
Hello.
And Founder James here this evening.
That would be me.
Yeah, we all know that voice.
I think Mark's missing.
And Founder and Treasurer.
And Curator.
Judy. And Curator.
That's my favorite title.
Judy. Curator.
I don't care about Founder or Treasurer.
She is Curator for life.
Judy.
You bet. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Well, GCAN had a little fun just a couple of months ago.
Yes?
You were there.
What kind of fun?
Obviously, he's forgotten.
He slept since then.
There's been so much fun going on. Yes.
We were researching a movie.
We were researching that movie.
And having a lot of fun doing that. We got to go through some old CDs and some old VHS tapes. And don't even say there are people out there who don't know what they are, because I am not going into tapes. And
I still own some.
I am an historian. If people want to know what they are, tell them to call me and come up to the museum.
And what's your number?
I will show them. 713-692-8735. They can go to the website, gcam.org, and they can look up the curator or anybody else on the board.
And where are y'all located?
And we are located at 409 Brainerd Street.
401.
401 Brainerd Street.
Brainerd.
And Bernard.
Now we got three different pronunciations.
You know what? I can hurt them.
I'm on this side of the glass, so it doesn't matter to me.
But see, I work there, so it's Brainerd.
Yeah, it's the B Street.
That's what I say. He says Bernard. I'll go with Brainerd.
Yeah, Brainerd.
That's okay.
Brainerd.
Anyway,
Bernard.
My old main aunt used to live on that street. She thought she was straight. When I walked in and I saw the curved wall and it was turquoise with this naked Chinese lady on it, I thought, you're straight. Yeah, right. Anyway, she celebrated her 91st birthday recently. But anyway.
She's straight and I'm the Pope.
Yeah. Anyway, GCAM is located in the GLBT Cultural Center, the first floor of the Montrose Counseling Center at 401, whatever that street is, off Jack
Street.
The B
Street.
Yeah.
Yes. And they can call or email for an appointment to come see the exhibit.
Yeah.
Or to bring donations.
Well, they can do that. They can mail them. They can send them. They can call. I'll pick them up. You know, anything over a buck. It doesn't waste my gas. But anyway, you and I...
Are you talking about donations of money or stuff?
Whatever.
Whatever they want to give us.
Okay.
We take everything but plastic.
Yeah.
And people.
So
well, actually, that's not totally true. We have...
Yeah.
Talk, Jimmy, talk.
Montrose, Texas, the transformation of a neighborhood. Airing on Houston PBS.
Don't go through all that stuff. Just do the
on June the 3rd. 2009 at 9 p.m. Channel 8, June the 3rd.
We should have a June the 3rd. We should have a big old party and let people
we
come over and watch
that.
It.
We should do that.
You know what happens on June the 3rd, right? It's a national holiday.
Yes, it's Wes's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
so we'll have a GCAN party slash my birthday. No, you're supposed to fly the cake.
He's jumping out of the cake.
Ew. Never mind. I just remembered I'm busy that night. Okay. But GCAM does have some marvelous footage in the show. I know that for a fact because James went to the preview of the preview before it was finalized. And I couldn't make it that day. It just broke my little heart. I don't even remember what I was doing, but I couldn't make it.
But GCAM contributed quite a bit of
footage
and...
antique footage.
Yes.
Very old pictures.
Yes.
So it's very exciting.
Older than Jimmy?
No.
No, nothing's older than Jimmy.
Nope, nothing is.
I'm close.
Dirt.
But not quite. Not even.
Not even.
Dirt is what happened after Jimmy stood up and shook himself.
Oh, my God.
Are you referring to that Debris Sister email?
I need to go.
You know, we were talking about the Debris Sisters and how I'm going to be in it, and I'm going to be wearing a negligee. And you know, when this all came up on the Debris Yahoo group list.
Y'all have a Yahoo group?
Yeah.
Of course.
And,
how do you think we talk?
And I mentioned that I would be dusting off the old negligee, and some tacky person,
another tacky person,
wrote in Judy? And said, "Well, no. Well, it's a good thing it's a week away."
Well.
Oh,
well.
I know what you're thinking, but I'm not on that list.
Was that my other half?
No,
no,
not even.
No.
Your other half rarely answers Debris mail. But anyway.
This was last year's Empress.
Speaking of emails.
Were like floor length and had like old lace on them.
It says I have pictures.
Looked like baptismal robes. Or
I have a lot of your pictures I need to bring up here some Sunday.
No, it's see-through.
Oh. That's scarring.
Not
I
worse
thought it was
than
a candy. Now I know it's a conversation making me nauseous.
No, but no.
No, but anyway, this is going to be a fabulous
movie. Back to
G-Cam.
Montrose, Texas, The Transformation of a Neighborhood. And you're going to be so sorry that it's only a half hour. I mean, it's just wonderful about the Montrose neighborhood. And you just want more at the end.
They want to extend it to 2 hours. They've got some more work to do and some more money to make in order to do that. But I think I'm very proud of the fact that G-Cam was a part of it.
Yeah. Now, they interviewed us, how long ago was it?
Oh, 100 years or
it
at
seems
least.
Like
I was
two
young.
2 or 3 years ago.
I was young.
What was that?
And, I was out of the wheelchair.
I must say it was under
duress.
It was not under duress, but it was under
false pretenses.
Yes, it was.
It was. We were told to come talk about G-Cam, and then they started asking us questions about old Montrose.
And, if I had known that they wanted to ask about Montrose, I would have been thinking about Montrose. I had been thinking about G-Cam, and none of the questions were about G-Cam, so I just kind of felt on the spot, so to speak. But
well, you made the cut.
Evidently.
You made the cut.
Evidently.
What can you say? Anyway.
It was fun. It was
G-Cam
fun,
G-Cam also
and
has
I'd love
other
to
things
again.
Going on besides movies.
Oh, what
well,
else?
Well, we did their anniversary party, as we'd mentioned earlier, and we won't
go into
great detail again, but that was very nice of them to do the fundraiser for Pet Patrol and G-Cam.
And we didn't even know about it.
It just kind of came as a surprise. We got an email and it was like, oops, they're announcing it. It was like, oh, well, mark that on the calendar. I guess we'll go to that.
Yep.
Eve and Elizabeth are very sweet. I love them. They're members of G-Cam.
They are.
Have been for quite a while now.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't make very many meetings because they're busy young ladies.
Well, you know,
but
you don't have
okay.
to
they
make a
us.
Meeting to be a member.
That's true. That's true. And the membership. Can I do membership?
Yes.
Yeah, 5, 1, 2, 3. Membership is only $25 a year, and it is prorated. So if you join now, that'd be like $12.50.
Uh-huh.
You know, well.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah. And if you join, like, the last quarter, then you pay $37.25 or something like that.
Know,
to,
something.
You know, there'd be a 15-month thing. So, really, we're not really expensive to join.
No.
You
and
have a vote.
Yep.
And we only meet once a month. We meet the first Monday of the month. At 7 o'clock at the GLBT Cultural Center on that street. And you can go to the website and find out where we live. And it's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We're a 501c3, but we're definitely like a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants grassroots organization. Nobody's ever given us big bucks, but we go month to month and do our fundraisers, and people do fundraisers for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fun. And we just have a ball.
What does Mark do?
We're a fun group of people.
What does Mark do?
What does Mark do? Mark is our ambassador.
Well, actually, what don't I do?
Because you're the secretary, too?
You didn't paint my house yet.
Well, that's next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's also our secretary. And he kind of got bamboozled into that, but he's stuck up there and done a wonderful job.
And toughed
so
it out.
Toughed it out. That's right.
Yes.
And what's an ambassador do?
What is an ambassador?
Actually, this
he's still
was.
Awake.
Yeah. Hold on. I need some coffee.
It's cold,
David.
But sweet.
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's like syrup.
No, I needed a pancake. to put under it. Anyway, go ahead.
The role, I guess, would you say, of ambassador is pretty much like a median. When we go out to events, I'm the one that usually associates, socializes with the community. Also, when there's...
Kind of like PR?
He's our PR guy.
Yeah, PR. Mm-hmm. Great way to put it, PR. I'm pretty much just the social butterfly. I help out...
You are that.
Yes.
And he's pretty, too.
That's why I got invited to WIPS.
No!
Yeah, I don't even... I don't know.
You were up there. You were talking to those women about their outfits and boots and stuff.
Okay, well, that was...
He tried to buy a pair of boots off one of the women.
And that leather loincloth. That was kind of hot.
Yeah, that skirt thing. Yeah.
You want to cleavage under it?
Yeah, okay. With her cleavage.
Yes, she can keep her cleavage.
But we do other things. I digress. No, y'all digress. I'm going to bring it back to topic.
Oh.
Okay. We're also going to have a fundraiser, I believe, in October or November. I'm not sure when yet.
October.
October. You can talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Our new Mr. Prime Choice, wants to help us with the fundraiser. And what he wants to do, we're meeting with him this week, he wants to have a big auction of erotic art.
Wow.
Boy, you'll have to bar the door to keep them out.
Won't that be fun? We've never
Wes
had that.
Asleep. He's looking at porn on the computer.
We have not had that in this community.
I wish.
Yeah. When you come to an erotic art auction.
Mm-hmm.
When's that
and you
be?
Can't say that three times real fast either.
Erotic art auction.
October. We don't have a date
October.
Yet.
Well, let me know when it's going to be.
You
Which
bet.
Is working
you
on
bet.
It. Oh, yeah. I'll be talking about it every month. Mark will be talking about it every month. Mark's
yes.
going to be collecting pictures.
Yes.
Now.
We're very excited about this because it's a first in Houston.
Right.
In the gay community, anyway.
We're looking for a venue. Looking for art. People might want to donate. We've got 6 or 7 pieces already.
Yes, we do.
And Woodja is going to be collecting some pieces as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be exciting. We will keep y'all posted on that.
And that's one of his fundraisers as daddy of as Mr. Prime Choice.
Yeah.
There we go.
And he certainly is. He's hot.
He's got his picture in here someplace.
Oh, my
Mark was showing me
goodness.
Earlier.
We need to have him on the show.
Oh, yeah. We have
he's
his
been
picture
on the
right
show.
Here.
We need to have him on the show again.
We'll have to get him on the show again to talk about the art auction. He'll come on GK.
Yeah, he's got an ad in Outsmart.
Is that the newest Outsmart?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Because in his other life, he's a psychotherapist.
Yes, which is kind of different.
Mark just saw his picture. And
I just saw him.
And drooled on the page.
His name is
sticky.
His name is Dennis Flanagan.
I never can remember that.
But everybody
coffee. Mark, yay.
That was sweet. Thank you, David.
He is listening.
Yes. So we're very excited.
Very, very excited.
And pleased about that. If you can find that ad.
If you find it, I tell you, it's a sticky page. He drooled on it.
I don't think that's drool.
I know.
Well, there's a lot of those. There he is.
There he is.
There he is.
I found
the
him.
Turned.
What page is that?
What page is that?
He is actually on page 80, right underneath
No, it's
somebody
the
else.
Center of the bottom.
Right.
Yes.
Well, he's a top, actually.
Not his picture. Anyway, Mark's going to talk about, we don't have
and
a date set.
And he's very happily paired off.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl hair talking. Hello.
Yeah.
And Mark's going to talk a little bit about Eartha's Closet, even though we don't have a date for it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime
yes.
in September.
We don't have a tentative date on that. What that is an annual show that was started...
3 years ago.
...by Judy.
Mm-hmm.
For Eartha, Quake... And the rest of it, I don't know.
Oh, you want to know the whole name? Okay.
Yeah, the whole name.
It's the Eartha Quake, Tony Wadford, Queen Kong, Perpetual Closet for Desperate Drag Queens is the name of the actual...
And what that actually is for drag... Thank you. I keep getting presents.
You're just taking care of us tonight, aren't you, sweetie?
Thank you, David.
What the Eartha Show, what it is we have... drag items, wigs.
We have a closet.
A closet, yes. For any drag queen, king.
Or someone who
doesn't,
do drag normally.
Yeah, that doesn't do it normally. They're able to contact us at gcam.org, and they can borrow items from the closet as long as they return it in the same condition that was given.
That's right. We have clothes, jewelry, shoes
pantyhose.
Bags.
Wigs.
Bras. Mm-hmm. Everything else.
Pantyhose, and you got to do that yourself.
But we do the annual show.
We do the annual show. It's very, very fun. It's very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
There's some great entertainers that always decide to come up with some.
We have lots of court people who want to be in it every year.
Right.
And
people volunteer.
Incredibly talented folks.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Dave.
We will be, once we have a date on that, we will be posting that on the website. And
it'll be sometime in September.
We try to do it the first part of September, but the calendars are always so busy that we tend to try to bow down to other people who, you know, have regular things going on.
And Mother Earth also, because, you know, year.
Oh, yeah.
We did not get to do it because of Hurricane
Ian. Well,
we didn't.
We didn't do it till November. We canceled.
But we had to push her away.
Yes.
Now, there's something that I know originated with you, Judy.
Me?
That we haven't seen yet this year, and is that revival show.
Ah, my good old-fashioned, everyday, run-of-the-mill tent revival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been actually been doing those for 3 years now, and we usually do it around April, but this year things have just gotten away from us.
Mm.
I moved back into my house. I'm no longer on Jimmy's couch. And because of that, it's gotten kind of postponed. I'd like to kind of wait for what looks like it might be some decent weather to do it, because I like to do it outside on the patio someplace. And it's a lot of fun, good old-fashioned, you know, leg tappings, toe tappings.
So do you mean cooler weather? Or?
Cooler weather, yes.
Oh, okay.
Cooler weather. Well, you know, tent revivals are just that. They've always been, like, in these great big huge canvas or plastic tents. And
yeah.
Preacher man's up there beating his Bible, and everybody else is in the audience screaming until they pass out.
Sweating.
You know, I really don't want our drag queens to be screaming, sweating, and passing out. It's just not good form.
And really not
conducive to tipping either, or getting them back the next year. So I'd like to wait for a little cooler.
Okay.
You know, but yes,
tipping
what
or
doing
drag
now?
Queen tipping?
Drag queen. Either one.
Is that anything like cow tipping?
Yeah,
I think so.
I promised the pussy I'd be helmet too.
What? Well, anyway. Except us drag queens actually get up quicker and we start beating y'all with shoes.
Yeah. That's true too.
You don't want that makeup falling off.
Just like Stonewall.
Yes.
Just
we
like
would drown
Stonewall.
In the makeup some front of these
you,
drag
you don't
queens.
Want that makeup falling off. One, you might drown. Two, you might find out how old they really are.
Or a piece might fall off and stab you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't want that.
In fact, some of that skin has not been exposed to sun in 50 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
this has just been my night, haven't you?
We're just having fun.
Yes, we are.
We are having fun.
Is that her outside voice again?
We've also, hello.
Well, the revival also gives new performers, i.e. like me, chance to get outside of their norm.
I mean, that gives me a chance to get on the stage, because I don't get on the stage very often. But we have a little ditty that we open the show with every year, and I just love doing that with y'all. So that's
kind of
neat.
And with Preacher.
Well, I said y'all.
Craig,
Preacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who
Craig
happens to be
last year, the chairman of the board.
Yes.
Lullaby and good night. No, I'm sorry. Craig's at home asleep because he has to get up so early on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, right now he is probably in his fifth dream.
At least.
Wow.
And I don't even want to know what he dreams about.
And our pussy would probably be screaming at him too.
Yeah, you know what? The difference in your pussy and my pussy
is mine is bigger.
When your pussy jumps on you, you know you've been jumped on. When my pussy does, it's just this little poof. She only weighs 6 pounds.
Mine's like a concrete bag, just...
Your pussy is like a concrete bag.
He's a fat pussy. That sounds gross, but yes, he is a big fat pussy.
He is a big pussy. Yes. Thick.
He's thick.
I love them thick.
Not this one.
How do you know? I don't want to have a mind. Hello? Aside from that, what else is GCAM doing?
GCAM.
George.
We're talking about.
We've been attending meetings the past several months.
Boy,
with
howdy.
Brian Riedel.
Yes.
And people from U of H and Rice. Brian is from Rice. Dr. Riedel, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And even TSU. We had someone from TSU there the other night. Talking about Houston Arch, which is an attempt to digitize all of the Houston history, which is a huge undertaking. I mean, GCAM has 7 or 8 warehouses full of stuff. You know, you try putting all that on a scanner, and Well, it's as thick as your pussy, I guess.
That's a lifetime job.
Yeah, it is. And they're making great strides at trying to get this thing put together and get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their IT people, Jennifer and Andre, who are working very hard to get up a program so that everybody can do it. But those have been very informative meetings here recently. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of give Houston Arch a little push there. They were on another radio show. No.
Queer Voices.
They were on Queer Voices last Monday. And I couldn't be there that evening. And probably going to have Brian on in the next couple of months, I would think. Don't you think so, Mark?
Sure.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to talk about Houston. I'm losing my voice. Have you ever said
that? Imagine that.
Anyway. It's all that screaming at those broads on stage today.
Yeah.
Oops, trying to be heard over Nancy.
Screaming, take it off, take it off.
No, that was Mark. I was screaming, shut up, Mark, shut up, Mark.
Yeah, that was me.
Mark was trying to buy their clothes off their back. It's like, you're not tipping that great guy. They're
especially
not going to give you their clothes, those boots. Yeah.
Or that violet wand. I found
out. Wasn't that a killer?
Oh, that was hot.
Oh, my goodness. They had, ooh, yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go there. Never mind.
I wanted to play with it, but she was like, no.
That was the electric part of the show, so to speak.
Yes.
Anyway, again, we digress. I just don't want to, I don't have a whole lot more to say other than, please come see us. Please call. Please volunteer. Please love us. Please talk about us. Please
do everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And keep an eye out for June the 3rd, which is just a few days away.
Well.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. June the 3rd, be sure to tune into PBS to watch Montrose, Texas, The Transformation of a Neighborhood. And although GCAM is not prominently displayed in there, all of the GCAM pictures, some of the GCAM pictures are. So, enjoy.
And we get credit at the end.
Oh, yes, we get credit.
Yes.
Which is very rare. We don't usually get credit for what we do. Was that my outline voice?
Marvin, yes.
Stop me.
Oops.
And also, before we get off,
so to speak.
I don't want
so
to go
speak,
there.
Sorry. Off the radio. We are looking for a place, a permanent place for us. We do have 7 storages.
Mm-hmm.
Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, just
unless
crazy.
Unless you want to count our office, and we have 8.
Crazy, enormous, just a plethora of everything that you can think of.
Plethora.
Yes.
That's a nice word.
That's lovely. I love plethora.
Nice $5 word.
Yes.
It's gay like $3.
Okay.
We are looking for a permanent place.
We're 10 years old this year.
Yes,
we deserve
10 years
a home.
Of this year.
It would take about 2,000 to 3,000 square foot warehouse to
minimally
to put us all in.
3 to 5 would give us room to grow an inch,
and an extra 5,000 for that erotica section.
Oh,
that
absolutely
would be great.
Speaking as a curator, there will not be a 5,000 square foot erotica section in the museum for a very, very long time.
I don't know. If
I didn't
win
say
the
there
lottery,
wouldn't be one. I said it wouldn't be 5,000 square feet. Get off my case.
If I win the lottery,
put
a couple of beds.
Yeah.
And this is why the curator keeps the key to the erotica rooms.
Mm-hmm. We'll put Jimmy's bed in there.
It's been there, trust me. Ew. Oh, hi, Jimmy. Are you still here?
Are you trying to tell people that my bed is...
History.
Homo Land Security?
It's part of a museum now. And
okay, it's part of gay history.
Well, everything in your house is part of history.
Well, that's true.
When I walk in there, it's like the 60s. No,
watch
40s.
It. Now you're pushing it.
Oh, thank
you. Is your new car in the parking lot?
We'll see, but when you see my vehicle, you will not want to hit my truck.
You think not?
Yes.
Why, is it going to come over and pick up boxes at my house and take them to GCAM?
It's another lesbian truck.
Ooh. Is it that one the super cab I saw sitting out front?
Yes.
I work for that company.
For
he thinks
Ford?
He is hot stuff.
Really?
Yes, I do.
It's a week old.
And it leaked.
Did you buy it from me?
No.
Did he know you sold them?
I'm sorry.
Can he bring it back to you at least?
I did not know.
Well, you know what? That's what I do. Because it's actually leaking. The weather, whatever, something is leaking inside my truck. I think I'm going to drown in it.
Well, he's going to blame it on the rain anyway.
Yes.
It's.
Oh, a card
he's
is
just very juicy, that's all.
A card is forthcoming.
You are moister than moist.
I thought that was Judy's pussy.
What?
What? Did you speak?
It's.
Don't make me hurt you. You'd enjoy it. I wouldn't.
Where are we now?
Are you out there?
What?
On the TGs out there?
Gee, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, well, we can just keep talking for a few more minutes. David, I'm just having a ball. I've had more fun tonight.
Good.
In spite of having to sit by Chris. Hey, the man bent my glasses.
That's what I heard.
I know.
Saw a lot of...
I was there. Thank God nobody had a camera.
I saw more of his titties than I did of the women's.
I felt more of his titties than I ever wanted to.
I just kept seeing them everywhere. I was like, okay, there goes Chris. There goes Chris.
And here comes Chris.
Yeah, well, you
Chris
should have been my
now.
Face for a few
minutes. Here comes Chris.
We are in trouble.
Here comes Chris.
Such trouble.
He's walking through the door. And he's got a grin on his face.
Whoa, yeah, because he knows where those tits have been tonight.
There's the titties.
He's walking in.
I've washed my face already. I'm not doing it again. Go away. Ah!
Wow.
Wow, those are big.
Not as big as a blue hand was.
Okay. Oh,
and no. Such
are your eyes okay?
And such incredible nipplage.
Ample nipplage.
Nipplage.
Very ample nipplage.
Oh God, we'll have to get
that. That's some nice cleavage you got there. Dictionary.
Mae West wishes she'd have had that kind of cleavage.
God, no. help me.
Beyond hell.
713-526-5738. We are still in pledge drive.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Did we get any money?
Got $3 from me.
Hey.
A month.
She gave it to three. It's a queer dollar bill.
That is a favor turn of the... Oh, Craig. Craig, hello.
Chris.
Wow.
Chris.
Yeah.
Has a pledge.
Yeah,
has a pledge.
Yes.
All right.
We had a caller.
Turn him on.
He is on.
I can't hear him.
He's on.
Okay.
Yep. There he is. I can hear him.
He didn't want to use his name on the air, but...
John Doe.
He joined the club, and he asked
for... Is he a new?
He's a newbie.
Ooh, we love newbies. We know how to treat newbies.
And, well, that went his pledge.
He had an interesting story on that. He's here in Houston attending college.
Yeah.
And he's not out to his family.
Well.
Wow.
He will be now.
We know what that's like.
He listens to Queer Voices and listens to us and appreciates having this kind of a venue to hear about the community. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hopefully you'll get something out of this show enough that you can have the courage to introduce your family to the true you. And, that's one thing that we hope with the show is that besides all the joking and screwing around, talking about Judy's pussy and my bodacious tatas.
Wow, bodacious!
We have not used bodacious tatas as a phrase here on our show in years.
I wonder why.
This hasn't been years. It was only a few weeks ago.
Well, we skipped. No, bodacious tatas was a regular.
Mm-hmm.
On our show back in the days of Peter and Connie Lingus.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
God, please help me.
First of all,
you're beyond
it's
help,
goddess,
Judy.
Not God.
God yeah. says.
But this, that's the reason why we're here, is to give people who may not be out, who don't have that opportunity to camp it up the way we do. Let them know that you can. Whether you're openly gay, only in your own home or in your apartment or
your dorm room.
That's right. Your
close circle of friends or, like some of the hatchlings who, when they come in town to go to a hatch meeting, that's their only out time.
It's the only time they're out, yeah.
Or, as a survival skill to one of our MBBs.
Mm-hmm.
Of, the only way they can get protection is they've got to camp it up and be with someone to situational homosexuality.
Or go to ADSEG where they have to stay inside a cell for 23 hours a day.
And that's the kind of stuff that we're here for, is that we can give you that wider range. And you don't have to like everything you hear on a show. Hell, I don't like everything I hear on this show.
And you're the one that puts half of it out.
True. But the fact is that we give you that opportunity. And we need for you to show management here that this kind of program is still needed. That we still need to be able to be who we are. And it is campy. It's faggy. It's queer.
Mm-hmm.
It's bent. It's poofters. It's everything.
It's 3 hours of queer life every week right here.
And unfiltered for just the 7 words we can't say.
Yep.
And the 1 massage we can't do.
And it's listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1, 89.5 Galveston, and as always, www.kpft.org, where you can place it, your support to our show, to Queer Voices,
mm-hmm.
to the whole station.
To however you want to.
I'm going to tell a story.
Judy has a story to tell.
From the files of the curator of the GPM.
Well, you know, you say that in that tone of voice, but that's true. Back, when did we move into West Main, Jimmy?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, we moved into our West Main address.
That was...
From the Capitol address.
And
we were getting ready to open our third exhibit. We had two at Capitol, and then this was our first exhibit at 1609 West Main. And just before the opening, Jimmy and Bruce and there was someone else there, I can't remember who, Rainbow, I guess, were
Probably.
All there. We were putting on the finishing touches and putting up some tables with food on them and so on for our grand opening. And somebody came up to the door. And I opened the door because we really weren't open yet. We were trying to get ready before anybody. We had our time was limited. And I opened the door when he knocked very timidly. And there was this very tall, thin, elderly gentleman standing there, and you have to look at me and say, she thought he was elderly. Yes, he was much older than I am.
Yeah.
And he kind of glanced around inside when I opened the door, and I offered to let him come in. It's like, well, he was very timid, but he finally stepped just inside the door, and he wanted to know what we were all about. He wanted to know who we were and why we were and what this grand opening was all about, et cetera, et cetera. And I told him that we were the keepers of the GLBT history and that this was our new location and so on, and that we were having a grand opening and he was welcome to stay or he could come back in a little while when we opened. He did look around. He finally looked around in the front room at every single thing we had on the wall, near the floor, near the ceiling, wherever. And as he turned to leave, because he had to get out of there before our 7 o'clock opening, and this was like probably, I guess, 15 or 20 minutes at least before we opened, he turned around and looked at me and he said, thank you for what you're doing, because when I was your age, we couldn't do things like this. They would have killed us. They'd have shot us.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not stay for the opening because he didn't want to be seen. He was afraid to be seen. And I'm sitting here thinking tonight, damn, I wonder if that guy ever heard of After Hours or Queer Voices or anything else. But I never saw him again. We were over there for, 4 years, I guess, mm-hmm. something like that. Never set foot in the door again. But if we hit one person like that in the 10 years we've existed, then it was all worth it.
Yep.
Every bit of it. If we never have another gentleman like that walk through the door or even think about us, it was all worth it.
It was so sad.
It was just
me.
Like, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah. This guy was prop 70s, maybe even 80s, but he just...
Scared to death.
Could not come out. But he so wanted to see what we had.
You know, part of what this radio show brought back when I was started listening to the show and started showing up like once a month at that time. They had a special segment on here about every week of people from Q Patrol calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the streets safe. Because when I hit 21, that I could start coming out to the bars... Or actually, no, that was before it was 21. When you could start thinking about coming out to some of the clubs and all that, a little thing happened out here of the murder of Paul Broussard. And it hit enough that the mainstream media covered the story. And I was terrified to come down here. I didn't want to come down here. I wasn't out to my family at all. And... then I heard of this organization out there that was keeping the streets safe. And I pictured what the Montrose was like. I've always lived out in the suburbs. And I wondered what it was like, and I pictured it in my mind. And It wasn't anything like that when I got here. And, but it was hearing that there was a group of people out there who were committed enough to help others that took time out of their day to keep an eye on somebody who's not related to them, not a brother, not a sister in the traditional sense. And before I became a regular member here on After Hours, I ended up becoming a regular member at Q Patrol. And that was some of the best years of my life in this community, of doing something for no other reason than just hoping that nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Of just driving around and, you know, instead of coming down to the Montrose and getting schnoggered, getting totally blitzed and trying to drive home, coming down to the Montrose and spending that time making sure that somebody who did has a chance to get to their car before they meet a 2x4 or a paint gun or a baseball bat or a board with a nail in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this station did for me. This station was a... led me into this community, brought me into here, of being a part of something bigger than yourself. And that's what the community part of community radio is. It is letting you... some kid, if you want to use the term, who at the time was living out in... see, my family was in next door to Klein High School at the time. Eventually, when I started coming to this radio show, I lived in Copperfield. Now I live in Willowbrook. Of having somebody out in that area to be a part of a community that's 25 miles away, to be a part of a community that you don't see. You know, we're creatures of the night in so many ways. It's strange seeing some people during the day. Even at this radio station, it's weird coming in here during the daylight hours because I'm not used to it.
It's a whole different feel.
And it's something about that being a part of community that is important. And so whether you're, you know, I listen to KPFT sometimes during the day. And I think it's comical the way some of the ways when they do the fun drives. And especially if you hear Amy Goodman, it's like they gave her a list of all the communities in the Houston area. You know, if you're behind the piney curtain of the woodlands, if you, Richmond, Rosenberg, you know, just rattles off names. But that's the part of this community, is that we're not Houston Montrose. We're not just in here. We're extended out to all parts of Harris County.
And well beyond.
Yeah, because we go out to, like Chris said, the Woodlands, Spring, Willowbrook, Conroe, Huntsville, Galveston.
And if you're listening to us on your computer, you can be anywhere.
You could be over in Iraq.
That's right.
And listening to us.
And if you don't want to just listen, you can come up here and volunteer.
That's what I did.
Can I?
One quick thing for me, real fast, and then I'll let Merlin say what he wanted to say. I know before I moved back to Houston, because I grew up here. This is my hometown, and I'm proud of this place.
Mm-hmm.
But for 13 years of my life, from the time I graduated from high school until about 5 years ago, I was living in Florida. Lived down in Fort Lauderdale. I was part of the gay community down there. My community involvement was being a part of the Gay Men's Chorus down there. That's how I gave back to my community, with my voice. Like I'm doing here tonight, I'm here giving to the community with my voice. And that made me feel proud. That was my way of saying, look, I'm here, I'm queer, I don't care what you think, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make you happy with my voice and with my talents. And we had 2-3 concerts, maybe 4 concerts a year. But now I'm here back in Houston, in my hometown. And I found, instead of, and because I don't have time to go join the chorus again like I would really like to,
I'm getting to give back to the community right here at KPFT, right here on the show, every week. So I've got my chance to do my community involvement. Not everybody has that chance. There's a lot of people out there that can't say, I'm here and I'm queer. It's just not possible for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
713-526-5738-713-JAM-KPFT. Merlin?
I wanted to speak to to people like the person who called in who can't tell us, you know, who we can't give a name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I grew up in New York, and people get this idea that my neck of the woods is this very open, very... But I grew up in a very closed community. And I grew up gay amongst very much racist and closed-minded human beings. I had to come halfway across the country to be who I am and be proud of it. And what was one of the very first things that happened when I first, you know, in the first year of my moving here? The Broussard killing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could have, for some people, that could have shoved you right back in the closet. But that was one of those things that said, you know, enough of this. I am who I am. And I may not have been a part of this. And you know, it was around those early days when I first discovered this show. You know, it was those early years. Flipping on a cassette Walkman, I found this show in the middle of the night. And
must have thought we were crazy.
Are you kidding? The word queer on a show in Houston, Texas. I was like,
and especially when you're finding it in there between jazz and Jesus on the dial.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. As you used to say, between jazz and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say to that person, I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to have to be silent about who you are. You know, I already, as far as people were concerned, I already started out life as a freak, as a disabled person.
You want to tell them why? What your disablement is?
I was born with spina bifida.
Mm-hmm.
I was born paralyzed from the armpits down. I can walk, but now, but, you know, 22 operations later. But I know what it's like to go through hell, because the few people who figured out what I was in high school, in school in general, you mm-hmm. know, made my life living hell. And I came here, and through a bizarre set of circumstances over the years in Texas, I ended up being a part of this show that I had heard on the radio. And at a very rough part of my life, I became part of something that really made me proud and made my life something worth living. And, I don't have a lot of money. But I'm here every week, unless I'm in the hospital or out of town. I am here every week so that nobody else has to hide. Nobody else has to say, I can't be who I am.
And Merlin's story has been one that, if you've followed through the years, you know, we joke around sometimes saying that if we're out of a topic, we bring Merlin in and we spin a wheel and we pick two items out of him.
Yeah.
Between being born disabled, being positive, survivor of same-sex domestic abuse, and just kind of a cultural icon here in the Montrose.
Everybody knows Merlin.
Yeah, funny thing is I'm not living in Montrose myself and just coming down here to
hang out with all these guys on the weekend, there are so many stories I hear of people just, they don't know Merlin personally, but they know who he is.
Absolutely.
Because they see him walking down the street, doing his Merlin walk, and they know exactly who he is.
Mm-hmm.
They know him by name, even though they don't know him personally. Because you can walk up to somebody and say, like, Hollywood or something like that, and say, you know where Merlin's at? And they're like, no, I haven't seen him today.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and again, they may not know him by know him personally, but they know exactly who he is.
And this is the thing. I was one of those people who barely ever thought anybody noticed who I am. And I've been and my voice has been recognized on this radio by people.
Isn't that a weird feeling?
And that's bizarre.
Yeah.
But, you know, this isn't about me. This is about us.
I knew who you were years before I ever met you.
This is about us and our community, and about those who can't, who don't feel like they can be a part of us yet.
I think we have someone to thank who's joining our smaller community of After Hours.
Well, what do we got?
It's not a first time donor. It's a repeat donor. Kimberly has donated some support to KPFT.
Good.
And After
thank
Hours.
You, Kimberly.
So we appreciate that, Kimberly. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people like Kimberly to call in.
We do. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Being the mother of all of this.
And yes, we have referred you as mother.
Oh,
the
yes,
mother
you
hen.
Have.
Wait, hold on.
Yes,
sorry, I
can't. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we can't finish the second half.
Doing
of
doing this
two,
show.
Three,
this show.
Four, five. Yeah, we've called you a mother six.
This show is 21 and a half years old, and I've been here for 21 of those years.
I've been here 21 and a half of those years. No.
We're not talking about Jimmy's couch. We're talking about the show.
No, I tell you what. I was a member of this family before Jimmy ever was.
Yes, yes.
Didn't I meet you up here?
Yes, you did.
I did. This is where I met this man 21 years ago.
So, March.
Oh, and 21 years later, you still like each
this
other.
This show went on the air September 6th, 1987. And in the early part of March of 1988, a friend of mine said, you've got to listen to this crazy radio show that's on. So I tuned it in. I listened. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I came up here the next week, and I've been here ever since. And Christmas of 1991, I became the producer of this show.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it was either that or the show was going to go away. And you know, I always looked at this show. This is not the Jimmy Carter show. This is After Hours. It's for the community. And it's by the community. So I wanted to keep that alive. I didn't want it to rest on any one person. Because if anything happened to me, then the show would die. And we couldn't have that happen.
So I always thought that was happening a couple of times.
Yeah. Boy. And then protease inhibitors came along, you know. And I'm still here.
Still wearing the pink, too.
It's been quite a ride. Let me tell you something about my pink.
I like your pink.
I love wearing pink, but just this evening...
Uh-oh.
I was in Merlin's apartment.
And it turned blue.
And I looked in his closet. He has more blue in his closet than I have pink in mine.
That's not possible.
It is.
No.
I don't have...
I believe it.
I don't have pink pants.
Yes,
Merlin
you do.
Has...
Yes, you do.
One or two pair.
Okay.
But I usually wear jeans.
Everything Merlin wears.
Everything.
Shirts, pants.
It's incredible.
If he had socks that were blue, he would have those too. But everything Merlin owns just
I have
about
blue,
is...
I have blue socks. They usually end up that color because of the tie-dye in my blue pants.
But everything in his closet, I have seen it myself, is blue.
Yes.
It's
the most amazing. You have to go and see it. It's just.
I
came out of the closet years ago. I'm not going back.
The next exhibit at GCAM, opening Merlin's closet.
next door to
all the reverse special.
Next door to Jimmy's.
And it's not like my old closet which was a lot more like Fibber McGlee's.
Oh, yeah.
You open things and stuff falls out. It's just, yeah, no.
You've got real closets.
I've got real closets.
Yes, he does.
And my current closets aren't extra crispy like my old closets now are, apparently.
Oh, I don't think everybody knows that story.
Yeah, apparently.
I just moved
out of an apartment complex, which all of about 2 days ago now went up in flames.
You lived there for 10 years.
I lived there for 10 years. Nothing serious ever happened there except for the one person who kept calling the ambulance and then never bothered to get in it.
And the first weekend of this month.
And the first weekend of this month, I moved out. And 2 weeks, here it is, a few weeks later. And that place is gone. And the building's still there. Half the place is still occupied. But the side that I lived on and everything over from that, crispy.
Yeah,
I was just watching that.
Extra crispy.
Isn't that the most amazing thing?
Which, I mean, I was like, darn.
Yeah, I heard about that tonight. And I was
the
like,
universe is watching out for you.
The universe is very weird, you know.
And now we need you to watch out for us.
Yes, we do.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
We have another pledge?
We do.
This is fabulous.
We have another one.
Because the show's so good.
Yeah. And another longtime donor doing the Queer as a $3 bill.
All right! We love that!
Yes, from our very own Jonathan.
Ah!
So, yes.
For those of you who had not heard, there the two types of pledges we are kind of pushing on our show here, since we're queer. The Queer is a $3 bill, pledge $3 a month to After Hours. That comes out to $36 over the year. You become a basic member.
Yes.
You're a voting member here at KPFT. With that, and we also are doing the cocktails for KPFT. That's one cocktail per month, $5. You know, or two cheap wells if you go to the happy hour specials.
Yeah,
$5 a month.
Martini at EJ's.
They're $12.
I know. I could not believe this guy walked up tonight and said he paid $12 for a martini.
That was at Tony's.
I mean, Tony's.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But that was top shelf vodka.
And he didn't want it. He was trying to give it away.
Yeah.
You know, $5 comes to
$60. $60.
Yeah.
For that, you can get one of the KPFT t-shirts. You can get one of the KPFT totes. You can get the Juneteenth special, or if you put it on the Fantastic Plastic, as I say during the day, we'll send you one of the Homoland Security, or I like straight people because they produce more of us, t-shirts. You know, at the smaller level, we'll send you one of the koozies.
Ooh.
And if our caller who called in, the college student there, if you want to call back and let us know which t-shirt you want, if you want to do the KPFT one, or Homoland Security, or straight people.
Well, Judy, did you get a new koozie?
No, I didn't get a koozie.
By the way, I would have
she
you know.
A koozie for her pussy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would have said coochie, but then that would have really got rid of the entire
Yeah.
Two of the previous complexes that I have lived in before this one have been torn down.
Jimmy,
so
start packing. Thank you. Ew, a lovely koozie it is.
Yes.
Yes. Dewey will love it.
Somebody please explain to me where the phrase koozie came from.
Actually, it's an old slang term for vagina.
No, koozie.
No, that's koozie.
No, koozie.
Koozie,
oh. Yeah.
You were about to say
Jimmy would know.
I would know this.
I think what happened at your apartment complex is you must have left your cauldron burning when you left.
No, I took that with me.
It's in his new place already.
It's in my new place already. I don't have an electric cauldron.
You have a cell phone now.
I know that the other tenants of your old complex who thought you were a witch probably figured that you hexed the place.
They should have thought I was a witch. I am a witch. But that's besides the point.
But
he's
a good witch. But Glenda.
They probably caused it by the bonfire they were dancing around when I left. Celebrating the fact that I left.
Yes.
I
mean, this is Merlin, the good witch of the northeast.
Thank you. I mean, you know.
Go
figure.
We are doing so well tonight. I'm so pleased.
Yes.
And people are calling in and pledging, and that's what it's about, to keep this show going.
And I'm pretty sure there's some people going on to kpft.org, placing their pledges on there as well for after hours.
We have to let management know that we are a viable part of the fabric of KPFT.
And like you said, you know, it's a strange thing. We have the most hours, but, you know, we're not the syndicated ones. Cause, you know,
no.
We don't.
We are free-flowing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We don't, so to speak, on that flowing part. You know, we're not like IMRU, which I know, I think we syndicated there for a little while here in Houston. that's the one out in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. This Way
Disney,
Out.
This Way Out, which...
you hear on Jack's show.
You hear
on Queer Voices. Queer Voices is more like 60 Minutes. You know, it's tight, it's crisp, it's... I don't know.
Who's Andy Rooney on that show?
It's
come on, say it. You want to say Deborah Bell. You go ahead and say it. Yeah, she's the cross.
There you go. No... No, Queer Voices is more professional. I always think of After Hours as an amateur show because we are amateurs. None of us are professional radio people. I've been here 21 years. I'm never going to be a professional radio person.
No, you're professional at other things.
They don't even want me behind the engineer booth anymore because I always hit the wrong button.
The closest I came to being professional radio... is the fact that when I went to college, it was in the same building with people studying how to be professional radio personnel.
Getting that three-ball voice for the men and that perpetual smiling voice for the women.
Well, no, actually, it was more the engineering part.
Oh.
It wasn't journalism. It's a state technical college up in Waco. And, you know, I was in graphic communications. In the graphic communications building, I was in printing, and we had classes with audiovisual students who were learning television production, radio production. You know, I kept seeing these little strange gray squares that had cut lines in them with a little trench down the middle, which I've discovered now later is for old way of splicing audio tape.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, I've spent many hours doing that.
You know, that's how Jimmy does that. I sit at home and I can do it on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last month when we did the B. Arthur Memorial, it took me longer to find the songs to put onto it than it took me to actually splice together those three songs.
In the old days when you were working with tape, it took forever to do stuff like that.
And, you know, that was my closest I had to that. And, you know, I'm downstairs printing stuff. They're on the other side of the building. I didn't have any professional experience. I came in here, watched Jimmy push the buttons, and go, oh, that is
so simple. Anyone could do that. Yeah. Why can't he do it any better than he does?
Well, I mean, that's some of that tech. I mean, everything in there has been replaced since.
Yeah, that's true.
Since I've started on the show, which we still don't have a clue how long I've been here.
No, I can't remember. And I could go back to some of the old tapes and figure it out.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a time when Jimmy didn't bother to mention what the date was at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
I know, but I do have, you know, I've got them all on cassettes.
Yeah. No, you have them all on VHS tapes.
That I put on cassette, and now they are the property of GCAM.
Yay!
Yes.
Which Bruce is putting on DVDs and CDs and stuff.
That's right. And now all of the talk shows here at KPFT are archived for 2 months. However, After Hours has been archived for about 2 or 3 years now at GCAM.
I think he's doing Queer Voices, too. Yeah. Except they changed their times. I'm not sure
if
he's updated.
Yeah, you might not have updated.
No. Mark will check with him and make sure.
Actually, it would just be a
Mr.
giggle.
Actually, it is. It is Queer Voices and After Hours that are on there.
Okay. Oh, really? I did not know that.
When you go to the website, you can
That's
go
fabu.
To...
Our website
GCAM.
Up with those
yes, gcam.org, and you can go to one of the buttons on there, and it'll take you to another page and another page, and then you see it.
Wow.
Actually, our webmaster used to be on After Hours as well.
Yes.
Bruce.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And we want you to be a part of the really mixed up family we are.
Mm-hmm.
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we... Except we don't squabble as much.
Yeah.
Are you sure about
you're
that?
You're talking about everybody but you and me, right?
I have to flash you again.
We'll
have to remind you of a couple months ago.
We do have our differences, and that comes
but
out
just
every
like
now and then.
Get over it.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, even though we're
screaming at each other, we still love each other.
Well, you know, you only know there's going to be trouble if you hear the phrase, let's go to a piece of music.
Yeah, Mervyn's been here a while.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh. And especially if it's said
it
in a very...
If it comes out of Chris's mouth.
In a serious tone, you know, oh boy, it's going to hit the fan in just a few seconds.
As soon as the microphone goes off.
KPFT would have to raise less money if they shut down the air conditioner a little bit. You could hang meat in here.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We get in here sometimes when it's 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, I have too.
And I will tell you the same thing.
We grow orchids in this room
sometimes. Oh, honey, there's been a lot of hung meat in here.
You won't talk about those.
Yes, Brother Chris.
I will tell you the same thing I told several years ago to my female coworkers who complained it was too cold on the floor that we were at.
Yes.
She was a little skinny. She used to be a former Derek doll.
Ew.
I said, look, you can add layers. You get it too hot in here, I'm coming in a tube top and hot pants, and I don't think you want that.
Stop there.
So,
she got the point, huh?
Yeah. And that's when I was 100 pounds more than I am now.
See, I've been sort of covered here. You need to keep him around. He's a good
I know. I couldn't do a show without David.
Well, I do have to admit, this is what, my third time being here?
Yes.
If you count the one when you didn't talk.
Your third time here. Oh, well, that would make your second time. You're supposed to be naked for that one.
Ew. But the curator's here, so he can.
Yeah, and I don't think my husband would like that.
Let's not tell him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, husband, I'm not going to get naked.
Let's go to music.
I do have a question, though.
Yes?
That, in stereo, I get it. That shirt will be going to GCAM, right?
The Burb shirt?
Uh-huh.
No.
Excuse me? Wrong answer.
Okay,
well,
on.
Eventually.
How do you say no in Spanish? No.
No. You did it wrong. How do you say no in Spanish? No in Spanish.
No in Spanish. No, because I think y'all have this already.
I shall have to strip you of your curator, of your ambassador.
Actually, we have one of those styles shirts.
You have to understand how some of this... Oh. I don't know how long you've been with GCAM.
A year.
Okay, I've been an outside observer to this, and I remember the one time I came in here with some videotapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sending
Jimmy
out...
Jimmy remembers.
Videotapes? Was that porn?
Yeah, it was porn.
Duh.
And I was brought them to share amongst my fellow people here. Jimmy must have thought there was a hand grenade in there because he threw himself across it going, GK!
I did, and I took everyone home.
And GK's never seen them. No.
No. That's not true. They are.
That was that sticky box of now,
the only historical facts about that were some of those may have involved actors wearing white socks with yellow stripes, which makes them antiques.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them had a Lobo sticker on it.
Yeah.
That was an interesting story.
That's all it took.
So, you know, that's how you shows you the chance you have of leaving with that shirt.
Well, I can actually take it off because I have a shirt underneath.
Oh.
I didn't say, does GCAM get it tonight? I said, does GCAM get it?
No, some guys in the other room would probably take it off of him now. Do you want his underwear, too? Because they'll probably...
Mr. Ex-Ambassador.
Yeah, I got...
And if you think I don't have the power, don't push it.
You have to remember, this is the person who won the bitch award and almost had it named for her.
Yeah.
Right. 3 years ago.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, probably for 3 years in a row, and my God, it was true.
Yeah.
How do you think you keep the title?
She's an official bitch and has the pin to
capital
prove it.
Capital B. Capital B.
Yeah.
There are many, many, many in the community, but not capital B. Actually, mine is in rhinestones and very large.
Yes.
Many in the community. Several of them are in this room.
Uh-huh. Did I say that?
713-526-5738. Looks like we're not going to really do much of a roundtable.
Is it a roundtable?
I didn't have time to get the stories together today, I'll be honest with you. I mean, there was a couple interesting stories.
What are we, a square table?
No, you're oblong.
You know, the latest Carrie Prejean story.
Oh, God.
Who? Her mom is a dyke. Oh. Her mother is a lesbian.
Well, maybe that's why she's ignorant.
A woman has come forward claiming she had a relationship with Carrie Prejean's mother.
Okay.
So apparently her homophobia comes from the fact that
obviously is...
I saw mommy licking my Mrs. Claus underneath the mistletoe.
Wow.
Okay. One of the actors from Young and the Restless, one of the more queer progressive soap operas out there, has quit the show mid-season with his contract because they were scheduling him to kiss a man on his show, and he couldn't handle that.
Oh, God. Yes.
That's
how
not
horrible
fun.
Is this?
And, well, you know, which is a strange thing because, you know, he plays a straight character on the show and they're going to make him kiss a guy. But this is the same soap that took him 15 months to get the gay couple to kiss?
To kiss, yeah.
Well,
the gay couple
they
adjusted
quickly.
The gay couple who keeps getting into, like, deadly situations at every turn.
That's called a soap opera.
Yeah, I mean...
Go figure, huh?
I'm assuming this is one of Merlin's regular shows.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah.
Like not regular, but, you know.
Okay. Merlin's usually asleep during that hour.
That's not entirely true.
Jimmy's definitely asleep.
Jimmy, on the other hand, yeah.
There's not many soaps on during Jimmy's daylight hours. Let's see, there were a couple of things I saw on there.
They keep talking about Kelly McGillis. That was on the news again this week. It's like, okay, people, we get it. She's a lesbian.
There are always lesbians and gay guys after they get rich.
Yeah. But, I mean, she you know, the woman who played Tom Cruise's love interest in that one movie.
Well, you know, this kind of shows how great of an actor.
I don't care.
I
just think it's real easy to come out after you've made it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it shows you the great acting skills we all missed there in Top Gun. She was acting to be a lesbian. She was acting to be straight, and someone else was, too. She's still trying to make it. And, of course, Adam Lambert did not win American Idol.
No.
I'll sleep all right tonight.
And then, of course, the story we brought to you last week about the young Army boy that went to the front line in his pink boxer shorts.
I love New York boxer shorts.
Yes.
You gotta love that.
His superiors are singing his praises for jumping out of his rack and heading straight to the line to help support and defend the United States.
It would have been really funny if he'd remembered his flak jacket, but not his pants.
So, yeah. And I think they were talking about probably possibly having him meet the president or something like that. I can't remember right off the top of my head.
That could be that's funny.
So. Where'd you pin the medal?
This isn't Louis Weekend.
I know a few places.
I don't know. I haven't seen the front of him.
I have
a cute
either.
Ass, but I haven't. Even when they interviewed his parents, you know.
Well,
there was another disappointment in the video in the interview I saw with his parents. No picture of him, and her mom and his mom going. Well, thank God he was at least wearing clean boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, even in part two of the story, they used the same picture that we saw for part one.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the whole Adam Lambert thing, I don't watch Idol, but I heard about all that and the fact that he's like. You know. Anyhow.
Always too much drama with those things.
I saw a blurb that just really crawled up my spine scrolling across the screen at CNN or something like that about
Mr. Gaken, mouthing off about Adam Lambert's lack of talent. And I'm like, oh, excuse the frill out of me. You need... that's the pot calling the kettle.
Well, there's some... he wasn't the only one who made comments that they didn't think Adam Lambert was that great of a singer. Gene Simmons, who performed with them on one of the Idol nights, said, you know, he's not a rock singer. Mm. He's more of a cabaret singer, you know, Broadway type singer. He could go for that stuff. But then they asked him, you know, if you were to put money to back one of the two, who would you back? He said, Adam. all these pictures that have come out about him, you know, all glammed up, hanging out with drag queens.
We haven't seen that much makeup since Ziggy Stardust.
The interesting thing is, if you go to our friends of the show, Tolaroad.com, they have a picture of him singing apparently at his high school graduation. Blonde hair, red mortarboard, and red gown. So,
trying to see if
there's any other big things on the story. I looked through it earlier, but I kind of stopped there because I figured the computer's going to reset itself, so I was going to lose all the stuff anyway, and I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, like it does every...
I spent a couple of... this past week, didn't spend my nights at home as much with meetings and such.
Oh.
Nothing good.
No.
One was the Louie meeting, and one was, training to work at the doghouse.
That would be the outside bar on the patio at the Ripcord.
Where we were out slinging drinks, raising our, you know, so we can continue to raise money for our charity.
Right.
Of RMCC's food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to see, and running around this all today, I didn't get a chance to really look through some of the stuff, some of the weirder stories. Because I know there was a couple out there, I just don't remember them.
Well, Zydeco Pastale is here, and they'll be coming up at the top of the hour. So you've only got like 15, 16 minutes left to make that pledge of support to After Hours and KPFT.
Yeah, we told you a lot of stories of you know, our...
some great stories.
Our times here.
Yeah.
God, it almost sounds like, you know, almost felt like we were doing it was a Hatch segment here for a little while.
but it's where we come from. We're out of the closet for the most part. I don't think anybody is totally out of the closet. You find even the queerest of the queer has some distant relative that they're not out to, or something.
Really?
I
am.
I redid my house a couple of months ago while I'm still working on it,
mm-hmm.
I didn't allow closet doors put back on. There are no closed closets. In the hall, in
that's
the walls.
Right. Well, yeah.
No closets.
I think in my life right now, I can't think of anybody except for probably the newest people at work,
mm-hmm.
that don't know that I'm gay.
That's why coming out is such a process, because rather than an event, because you have to do it all the time.
The event's the first time.
I'm not out at work.
Really?
No.
I work in Tomball, Texas, in a mom-and-pop shop. I replaced Mom when she got sick.
Well, you have the audacious tatas to do that with.
Yes, he does.
But I got the better haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not out. I have dropped enough hints. I told them last year I went to the True Colors tour with Cyndi Lauper. Not a clue. Really? I've mentioned the Big Men's Club and stuff doing that. I've shown them a picture of me dressed as a bearded nun in a go-go cage at Louis' Show of Shows. Nothing.
Nice shot.
They don't seem to get it.
Some people don't want to get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they do get it. Maybe it just doesn't matter.
Well, no.
But they can't say in Tomball that it doesn't matter anymore, and you can say I'm there.
Well, you know, it does, because, you know, I've got one reason why I can't is because I have one coworker who is very homophobic. And a week doesn't go by that she doesn't have to remind us that she's homophobic. And with her being the favorite child, she's not the she's not related, but she acts like she's related. You know, I can't take that risk.
Sure.
Now, on the day when I'm walking out for the last time, oh hell!
I'm with my camera.
Oh, I she's getting a big old hug from me and say, by the way, I'll do your boyfriend better than you could ever do it.
Wow.
Okay. Let me put it this way. This is how tempted I get some days. She's homophobic and she's also afraid of clowns. Do you don't know how many times I've wanted to call Rainbow and get his ass up there? I figured that double
that
dose
would be a
there.
Classic.
I live for the dream, the hope and the dream. She's also afraid of spiders. She's very phobic.
Obviously.
I'm waiting for the day that I can be watched on a closed caption television screen. That she's trapped in an enclosed space with a gay man and a bunch of spiders.
Mm-hmm. In a clown suit.
I just want to sit back and watch with a bowl of popcorn. and enjoy the show. I'm not even wishing Gacy on her. Just a gay clown. Just anyone. It could be a gay clown making balloon spider animals.
There you go. Covered all the bases.
But, you know, and we're talking about me. I've been on this show. You know, one of the last couple places I worked at. Place I worked at a couple times ago there. I was on the front page of the Metro section of the Houston Chronicle. I was outed that way. You know, when your picture appears under the banner Montrose Q Patrol needs your help, people can start to assume certain things.
That's a lot of it. They had me, and yes.
And so, you know, it's difficult for me to go in there, and I've tried standing up for myself on this stuff, and I've said, you know, I'm tired of the racist and the homophobic comments. It's got to stop, and there's only so much you can do, and you know, I'm stuck with the economic situation we're in.
That,
you know, I just got a new car. You know, I've got things I've got to take care of. And so, yeah, I unfortunately have to sit there and swallow this crap. But I make every effort to let them know I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
And that's something you have to be able to do. And it's a whole process on everything you do. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not the same person who stumbled in here 13, 14 years ago. I'm able to see myself in a whole different light. And part of it was coming out as being gay. Part of it was coming out accepting that I'm fat. And part of it was coming out and realizing, you know, I don't care what you think about me. We've got a song in there we'll dig out some point there. You know, he says, you know, if you don't like what you see, next in the effing line. And that's an important thing you have to have, is be able to stand up. And even if the only way you can say that you're gay, if you stand in the middle of your room and shout it to the light fixture, shout it to the mirror, stand out in the middle of the field, driving down I-45 and just go, I'm queer. It's a good feeling.
That's the first step.
You know, and it's, you know, it's those simple things that get you there. I worked at Kinko's, and I there was an area between where the back offices were to where my desk was, that was a little walkway through. And so usually one door was there was a door at both ends, and it was closed, and no one could see. And sometimes I just got in a campy mood. And I sashayed my ass down that thing there because the doors were closed and I was by myself. I was like, oh, I'm in public. Woo! And it's a good thing to be able to do. It's a part of being able to say, hey, or hey, this is who I am. Have you got something queued up?
No, Jimmy's put everything away because...
Because the way I was just going there, I had a request to play. Mm-hmm. No, but it's too late. Jimmy's already
packed his box.
He's already packed his box.
You think?
Sorry.
No, it's no problem.
We so seldom play music at the end of the show.
Well, you know, we start running out of steam.
Not your typical show.
No, actually, no. It hasn't been. It's been, but it's been
like
good.
An old show.
Yeah,
but you know,
a retro show.
I never had a quickie stay for the whole show.
Like glue.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, well, you know, it's Judy, and you know, you have, yeah.
Actually, she has before. He just doesn't recall because I wasn't with Mark.
But no, it's
No, he doesn't recall because he's got a memory like Swiss cheese.
There is that.
I didn't go there.
No, Merlin
did. There is that.
I would have gone more for sieve.
Yeah.
I would have said a holy bucket.
Welcome to Match Game, the Queer Edition.
Well, that's only for recent stuff. I know the old stuff.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
You were there.
Don't ask me what happened yesterday, though.
What good. Happened yesterday, Jimmy?
I have no idea.
What happened 40 years ago?
Oh, well.
Okay, if that's the
you're still charging $1.50. Yeah.
If that's the identifying point, I don't remember half of yesterday either, yeah. And I don't drink.
You know my slogan, since 1966, still only $15.
Yeah, he's still cheap.
No, it wasn't then.
Well, but how about this?
Time for
we got a late one in here.
All right.
A late one.
See, they're still listening.
Oh, hold on a second.
Call in 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Who do we have to thank?
We have a first-time donor.
Yay, hey, a virgin.
Yes, with big money.
Sure.
You can't say the V word.
Oh, we can't.
Yeah. No, it'll summon him.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was summoning when I flashed him.
There's left to summon?
But,
I'm sorry.
Big money in here from a first-time donor,
mm-hmm.
Our very own Devin.
Hey, thank you.
So, a little bit more cash for us there.
Yay. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Yeah, we've done quite well here tonight.
Yes, thank you.
We limped in, though. You know, what we came in beforehand here, we were... What was the number I made up at the Louis meeting? We were about a third of the way there. Because before that, we had... You know, coming into tonight's show, we had $700 worth of goal. And we had 180 pledged before. And we do need, like I said, we don't subscribe to Arbitron or Neil, or is Arbitron or
Arbitron.
Arbitron's the one we have for radio. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't subscribe to them. You know, whenever we can get a chance to go dumpster diving over at Clear Channel, we sometimes find it.
Yeah.
And see where we're at.
Yeah. And anyway, the numbers for overnight, they don't really deal with much with that past. They don't deal with numbers much past midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, we're something a little different there on the
dial. Oh,
a little.
We are a lot different.
We're off the charts different.
But like I said, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
We thank everyone who has called in and pledged for us this go-around.
We have quite a few callers tonight. I really feel good about that.
Yeah, we heard those bells of freedom ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
At least six people tonight.
I use that term jokingly because it's the way they pitch in the mornings.
Yeah.
Bells of freedom?
Yeah. That when the phone rings, it's bells of freedom.
I got some bells you can ring, baby.
I thought you
Jeffrey.
Left those at home.
Where is she?
You know, and you know,
he keeps those in his car.
we're
in the trunk.
It's the glove box. I mean,
the glove box
is there anymore.
I keep them very close to me at all times.
Yeah.
you know, and you get all the phone lines ringing. It's a bingo. We're going for a bingo.
Oh,
time
yeah.
For a bingo. Let's go for a bingo.
See, everybody needs to get on the phone right now and strive to be the last caller before the show ends tonight.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Who it is.
We got five minutes to get.
Actually,
to
we've got four.
Well, let's do the last
because we have to do
tonight.
Some.
There's no PSAs.
Right to the top of the hour.
Yeah, we don't do PSAs during pledge drive.
Ah.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we got about 4 minutes left.
How long have you been doing this show, Jimmy?
Remember the Swiss cheese comment?
Well, you know, with different managements, different rules.
Yeah.
So, remember, guys, we got 4 minutes left to get a few more calls in. 713-526-5378. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Yeah, James is queuing up right now.
Getting ready.
He's getting ready.
Because Zydeco Pasale will be here in less than 4 minutes.
Boy, that'll wake you up.
Yeah. That'll get your heart racing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
squeeze
yeah.
Squeeze your chest like an accordion.
Well, you can do that.
And John was here earlier. I don't know where he went.
Not sure.
That boy can play the accordion.
So, can you now?
Don't look at me like
never
that.
Never knew that. I could have slipped at night not knowing that, actually.
Yes.
He can play the accordion.
I trust you.
You know, there's a bagpipe joke in there somewhere, and I'm going to leave that to you.
But isn't for bagpipe, don't you have to blow that?
Not
and squeeze.
Yeah.
Not,
bagpipe
not if you have to.
Most of the guys I know can
not
play
unless you happen to have a switch. Yeah. Not if you have a switchblade in your hand.
There's two types of accordions. I played one. John plays the other.
Oh, is that what you call them nowadays? An accordion? Wow.
Well, they do.
An accordion
they both
is the one you finger and squeeze.
Yeah. Well, they both can kind of wrinkle up in the right.
He plays the Cajun kind. I play the European.
Now
kind.
I remember why I don't stay till four often.
Mm-hmm. Goes downhill
okay.
Fast at the end.
Does,
yeah, my last 10 minutes will kill you.
Ooh, boy.
But we got 2.5 minutes.
Oh.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Or go to www.kpft.org and place your pledge there.
Hey, and when you're online, we put a little plug in for this. If you want to see what the insane people are who are part of this show,
oh,
go over to seeowl.net.
Oh, yes.
And
Seeowl, SEEOWL.
And you will immediately find out why we say we have faces made for radio.
Click on the KPFT button, and they just uploaded pictures of the whole gang.
Yep.
That was taken there.
I'll be the one in pink.
Yeah, pink.
Yeah, pink.
The scary thing is right next to that, there's a picture of Judy on it.
I'm on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're always on there.
You're
though.
About that same picture, same pose.
I'll be the one covered in jewelry.
Whenever there's a picture of you, you're in the same chair.
That's right. Yeah. This is my chair when I'm here. Even Chris doesn't fight me for it.
Because you claimed it like Jimmy's couch.
That's right.
And you're staying as long as
it is. I have squatter's rights. I've been
By the way, what was that email? What was it?
You mean the website?
Yeah.
Oh, at no. It was Judy at jimmyscouch.net.
Does that still work or has it been canceled?
We turned that off, but when she comes to the show, it's Judy's chair at kpft.org.
Sorry, curator.
It's okay, ex-ambassador.
Once you get home and stroke the pussy, it'll be fine.
I know. I've got to get home to the pussy. I promise to be there by 2.
This has been After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We will be back next week. It's the fifth
Saturday.
It's all music.
It's all free
form. A lot of music. We'll see if we can find somebody to come in and talk.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't sound like us. We won't be asking for your pledge of support, so now's your last chance to do it. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Coming up here at the top of the hour, it's Zydeco Pasale. You want to get in touch with us?
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.